tax issue.
President Obama is heading to Michigan today to ask auto workers to support his plan for averting the fiscal cliff.
The outcome of a New York City hotel housekeeper's sexual assault lawsuit against former International Monetary Fund leader Dominique Strauss-Kahn may soon be settled. Lawyers for both sides are set to meet in a Bronx courtroom today. Secret files kept for decades by the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Los Angeles on priests accused of sex abuse could soon become public. A judge will hear final objections today from accused priests. This is NBC News Radio. Residents in the upper Midwest and northern plains are digging out this morning after being smacked with the heaviest snowfall of the season so far.
All that cold air that was up there in Canada and Alaska has rushed to the south behind this storm. Most of the snow was over with, just a little bit of light stuff in flurries. Minneapolis, Green Bay, just a little light snow left for you.
NBC meteorologist Bill Caron says most of the northeast will be spared.
Now the storm is heading east, but instead of going due east or redeveloping off the east coast, it's actually heading more up into Quebec, so it's dragging warm air all the way up the eastern seaboard.
That snowstorm has been blamed for hundreds of car crashes. A 73-year-old Chicago man convicted this fall in the 1957 slaying of a 7-year-old girl is scheduled in court today. Jack McCullough could be sentenced to life in prison. Software founder John McAfee said Sunday he wants to return to the U.S. He said so in a live stream internet broadcast from the Guatemalan Detention Center where he's being held. I'm Tom Graham, NBC News Radio.
Are you looking for a temporary job in accounting or finance? If so, Account Temps is looking for you. Account Temps offers a large selection of temporary employment opportunities, so we'll match you with the job that fits your skills. If it's full-time you're after, Account Temps has an excellent record placing our temporaries in positions that become full-time. And Account Temps could get you working in as little as one day. So, what are you waiting for? Visit us at AccountTemps.com for an office near you. Account Temps, a Robert Half company.
Why having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm.
I want to buy these boots. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, Kate, your discount double check saved you about $150. Enough to get them.
Hey, what about me?
I don't have State Farm, but insurance gives me money.
Fiddly-doo, there's no boat for you.
Ooh, good luck with the leprechaun.
Really?
Kiss me.
Gross.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. Find an agent at statefarm.com to help with unexpected savings. That's getting to a better state.
If you're doing any flying today, you may notice the tarmacs are especially crowded with FedEx planes. You may also notice streets especially crowded with FedEx trucks today. The company is predicting that today will be its busiest single day of the year and of all time for package shipments. 19 million FedEx packages moving today, amounting to more than 20 packages moving through the system every second. McDonald's may deserve a break today, but it's probably not going to get one. The world's biggest restaurant chain is posting its November sales this morning. Investors will look to see if the Golden Arches can get back on track after reporting that October was its first month in 9 years with a sales decline from the year before. Analysts point out that not much changed economically in November from October, so we could see similar news today. Stock futures right now moving into the red. S&P futures down 5 points. NASDAQ futures losing 9. Dow futures off 35. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
How would you like to try a sales-generating tool for your business that is so good at locating qualified leads it's been called best of the breed? If your business thrives on selling to other businesses, then get ready for a toll-free number and a free trial offer that could literally revolutionize your sales. Hoovers, a D&B company, has developed a powerful tool to connect you to qualified buyers for your product or service that is fast and easy. No more wasting time getting leads manually. No more pre-configured lists of names that don't fit your business. Hoover's advanced targeting technology helps you reach the market that will be most receptive to your product or service. For a limited time, Hoover's would like to offer their radio listeners 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial.
Just call 800-239-0011. That's a free trial and 50 free leads. Call now. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. Again, 800-239-0011.
When you run a small business, there's never enough time to do what you need to do, is there? And when it comes to your presence online, I bet you could use a little help. Well, Web.com is here to help by building you a successful website for free. That's what they did for Tiffany.
I tried building a website on my own, and that just did not work out. I was freaked out about everything that I had to do. I found web.com, and they put it together like that, and it was just amazing.
You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at web.com. Call today to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations, absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call web.com today at 800-307-8625. That's 800-307-8625. Or visit web.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
An idea. A thought. Born in Dearborn. The product of hard work. Teamwork. Pride. Put in the hands of the people.
For the people.
Made in America.
It's time to punch in for your
first shift. Now, here's Tony Trupiano.
Good morning, everybody. I am Tony Trupiano, and it is Monday, the 10th day of December 2012, as we begin an historic week here in the state of Michigan. Clearly, right to work for less is still front and center on our agenda. It will capitalize most of the discussion today, as it should. Decades of building up the middle class, decades of hard work, sweat, and blood, decades of lives lost in the pursuit of fairness and equality will be erased by, ladies and gentlemen, will be erased by the stroke of a pen. If the governor holds true to his promise to sign right-to-work legislation, does that mean that we gather in protest for naught? Absolutely not. And we'll, of course, talk about that a great deal as we work our way through today's program. Those of you that are just getting up, just getting ready, are not aware, and interestingly, after searching my entire wardrobe, I don't own a single piece of clothing that's red, but I'm hoping you do. Today, to show solidarity with Michigan workers, you are being asked to wear red today. And if you've not been on social media, chances are you don't know that. If you have been on, chances are you know that that's what the score is for today. So, for those of you that have red in your wardrobe, and I do not, please, and in fact, what I have on right now is my reelect Harvey Santana hoodie on that has red on it. That's as close as I could come to wearing red today. But before you get up and out the door, if you've got red, wear it in solidarity with Michigan workers. So what will we be doing today? Well, a variety of things. Congressman Gary Peters will be joining us in the 7 o'clock hour to talk about not just right to work, but the fiscal cliff and what is necessary and what we need to do to make sure we extend unemployment benefits. State Representative Brandon Dillon, who gave a beautifully passionate speech on the floor of the State House, will be joining us, and we will not only congratulate him for his courage and bravery, but, of course, continue to urge him to stay strong in this fight for the middle class. The chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party, Mark Brewer, of course, joins us at 8 o'clock, followed by, on our blog roll segment, Eclectablogs, Chris Savage, who has plenty to say as well on what is happening at the state capitol. And then we hope to, at some point, check in with some of the clergy that have been front and center on this battle for a particular reason. They are going to be providing some transportation to the state capitol, so you'll want to stay tuned for that, as the Reverend Forsyth will be joining us at some point throughout the show. And last but not least, a blogger for the Detroit Free Press, Dale Hansen, joins us to talk, again, to continue to talk about right to work. With all that said, and we have plenty to get to this morning, let's go ahead and get this thing started.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the first word with Tony.
Our first word today is power. P-O-W-E-R. You have it, you need to use it, and you need to be unafraid to embrace the power that you have. There are some, and I've been getting plenty of it, that say, why bother? We've lost the battle. Why bother? Well, why bother? Because we haven't lost the battle till we've lost the battle, and we haven't lost it yet. And even if we do, do you think that this is just about one day, one opportunity, one demonstration, one voice? Absolutely not. What happens starting today, if you will, but certainly tomorrow, is the beginning of a process to return some sanity to state government and to make sure that those who have fought and struggled and died for the middle class are honored in the only way history should remember them, by a fight of equal proportion. That's right. We are going to push back, and we're going to do it with pride and with the power that the Constitution gives us. Yes, I believe in civil disobedience, as many of you do, thousands upon thousands who will show up tomorrow at the state capitol. We will exercise our power. We will fight. That's right. We will fight with every ounce we have, with every cell in our bodies, to make sure that this legislature understands that the decisions they make moving forward have serious and profound consequences. Yep, tomorrow begins the dismantling of the state Republican Party, one representative and one senator and one governor and one attorney general and one secretary of state and a whole mass of Supreme Court justices at a time. Oh, we are just getting warmed up. And tomorrow we send a clarion call loud and clear that will be heard and echoed throughout the great state of Michigan. This time, you've gone way too far. Today's first word is power.
Lions.
Stafford takes, looks, throws deep middle. Got a man out there. It's Talbot at the five. Makes the catch.
Tigers.
Monroe edges off of second. The 1-0. Swinging a fly ball. Wow. Left field. It's deep. It's way back. The Tigers are going to the World Series.
Red Wings.
And they try Red Wings.
And Pistons.
The Detroit Pistons have just shocked the Los Angeles Lakers.
The First Shift crew gives you some Detroit sports knowledge to drop next time you're at the water cooler.
And we welcome back on not a very good morning on so many fronts, and including this one. Anthony, how are you this morning, eh?
Hanging in there this year.
Did you stay up and watch the entire game?
I think I went to bed, I don't know, 7 minutes left in the game.
All right. Well, obviously, the Detroit Lions lost last night. Now, I didn't even... I did watch the first series, saw Detroit score that first touchdown on the naked bootleg. Looked beautiful. In fact, it's my understanding, after reading about the game, that the first half, the Lions looked awfully good, eh?
Yeah, Stafford was scoring for both teams. We were doing great. yeah, we were up 14-3. We were driving. We were... you know, we're at the Green Bay 40. We're about to, you know, at least kick another field goal. And then something crazy happened. Stafford decided to throw a little screen to the left. And when he went to go throw it, the ball wasn't in his hand. And he turned around, and the Green Bay defensive tackle was you know, running towards the end zone. So that was 14-10. And then we get back. We're doing the same thing. We're about the 35 at Green Bay. And then Stafford throws a pick. And... we go into the halftime like that, and then the second half, Green Bay just came out and pretty much leveled us.
Yeah, man, that's the way that goes. How did Kelvin do yesterday? Did he add to his yardage in the pursuit for the most prolific season by a receiver in NHL history?
Yeah, he got 118 yards, so I think he needs to average about 103 over the next three games now to get the record, so very... very doable.
And, of course, every time I hear Jerry Rice, he was your number one player when you were younger, if you remember.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. So, well, unfortunately, the Lions are now 4-9 on the season. Not that there was any, and we weren't delusional. There's no way they were going to make the playoffs this year. And, well, there's no way they will make the playoffs this year. And, unfortunately, they have a tough schedule to finish up the season, and they will finish it up. What their final record will be is anybody's guess. Obviously, Anthony, a lot of attention in the offseason needs to be played or needs to be paid on defense. There's no question that's true. And perhaps an offensive lineman here or there as well, as we've got an aging offensive line. And I would think that there will be, of course, some changes. Not to mention the fact that Nate Burleson and Kyle Vandenbosch both are on the last years of their contracts. They will be free agents. Will they be back is a huge question.
Yeah, I don't see either of them coming back. I don't know. I guess if they take a pay cut, they'll like entertain the idea of bringing them back. But I think they're both beyond their prime. Maybe it's time for them to move on. They did help us out quite a bit when no free agents were coming here. Those two did come here. But they did get paid to come here, so you can't give them too much credit. But, you know, they did help turn the whole thing around, and you got to give them credit for that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Michigan basketball now goes up 9-0 to start the season. Fairly easy victory this weekend. They're looking awfully good right now, Anthony.
Yeah, Arkansas was not a bad basketball team. They're hovering right around the top, you know, 30 teams in the country, and Michigan handled them very well. They put them away early and pulled away at the end, and they beat them they beat them good. They look like a good basketball team.
Yep, they sure did, and time marches on, no question about that. All right, well, we need to take a quick break here in just a minute. Anthony, thanks for getting us caught up on what's happening or not happening, as the case may be, in the world of sports, but hey, it is what it is. I want to encourage you again in this hour to join us. You all have a voice, so why don't you practice it on this program? 888-552-3595. We're not going to totally ignore what's happening nationally, but obviously our focus right now needs to be on the battle we have in front of us here in the state of Michigan over the next 48 hours and far beyond that. And folks, if there was ever a time for you to do more than just agree, that time is now. Let's take a quick break here, and then we'll come back and get it going here on First Shift. 888-552-3595. That's 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org, and on Twitter at Tony Truppiano. Stay with us. First Shift gets going right after this.
Hi, this is Steve Henderson, the editorial page editor at the Detroit Free Press, and I want to wish everyone at First Shift a happy holiday and happy new year.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
This traffic report is brought to you by the one and only Honey Baked.
There's no taste like Honey-Baked for the holidays, and there's no savings like $7 off your Honey-Baked ham when you sign up to become a VIP. Only Honey-Baked ham is fire-glazed, slow-smoked, then hand-finished one at a time. For our $7 coupon, visit HoneyBakedFoods.com.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to have a high of 39 with scattered showers throughout the day. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 37, and it's currently 34 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
Unions work.
One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Got something to tell Tony?
1-888-552-3595.
Let your voice be heard on First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Now, time to punch back in.
And welcome back. It is 22 minutes after 6 o'clock on this early Monday morning, and a historic week is upon us. Your voice matters. Are you going to engage? Our First Shift Facebook poll question of the day is simply asking you if you will be attending the rally tomorrow at the state capitol in Lansing, and I'm happy to say many of you are coming. Many of you will be there in spirit. I realize that not all of you can take the day off and go, but we appreciate the support in any way you can give it. I am asking you to join us this morning to use your voice to talk about what is happening literally in front of our faces. And so do that now, 888-552-3595. Mike and Clausen joins us now. Good morning, Michael. Nice to hear from you this morning.
Good morning, Tony. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah to our Jewish brothers and sisters.
Absolutely. Thank you.
I got a couple things in my mind. One, if I ever get dressed this morning, I'll be putting my a red shirt on. I'm sure I must have one or two somewhere in the in the closet, so I'll be doing that. I sent you an email, since I got on the air, about this poll that I heard on Channel 7 that supposedly the majority of people in our state approve of RTW. What do you know about that?
Well, I did respond to that email, and basically what I said is I have not seen that, and obviously I'm watching the news and reading stuff like a hawk. And if that were true, that would be front page news, and it's not. If the majority of people supported right to work, I think that that would be on the front page of both of the major papers this morning. I'm just not seeing that. The one survey or a poll, Mike, I did see said that 23% of union workers would opt out of paying dues, but only 17%, and this is the odd part, only 17% support right to work. So I'm not quite sure why the differential there, but, you know, they're making it sound like 23% is this massive number, which it's not. And certainly only 17% support, and these are union members, support right to work, I think tells us what we need to know.
Yeah, well, that's that plantation mentality that I've always been harping on. But one other thing, I've also been hearing about other nasty legislation coming through, but I've been so focused on RTW, and I am going tomorrow, that I haven't paid that much attention. What do you know?
Well, there is there is one bill that passed that would make it illegal. Well, it would give faith-based organizations an option to deny people adoption or become foster parents based on their sexual preference, which is another way of saying it's a homophobic bill. And there's also the women's rights bill that is being discussed as we speak. And in fact, that may pass through the legislature today. That would almost make it illegal to get an abortion in the state of Michigan, which, of course, nobody wants but the right-wing wackos that continue to force in this lame duck session life-altering legislation down our throats. We've got to put a stop to this.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, so it's bad news all the way around, Mike, and we just have to continue to fight that good fight. Listen, I want to make sure that you bundle up tomorrow. Stay warm.
I'm good. My long johns on.
Good. I will be there, and I look forward to seeing you.
I hope so. Take care, brother.
All right, Mike in Clawson once again. Mike's a good guy, retired federal employee who has done more in the name of solidarity than most of you can possibly imagine. 888-552-3595. I do want to hear from you this morning. Let's get to some audio before we continue here. And there's just so much to share with you. I do want to let you know that if you go to our Facebook page, Laura, who has posted a link to a website, they're going to close off some roads tomorrow morning. And you really do need to know what roads those are. The roads that surround the Capitol. And they're doing that for crowd control reasons. So if you are coming to the state capitol tomorrow, you want to make sure you leave early. And, you know, and when I say that, it's probably going to be morning rush. Allow for a little extra time, and then that'll give you time to find a place to park and then get into position with the other people that are there to support you. So keep that in mind. There are going to be road closures, especially around the state capitol. All right, well, WDIV Channel 4 did a recent piece on what Right to Work for Less is and how it will impact Michigan. This is their take on Right to Work.
This is more about perception than much of anything else, because Michigan has always been the sort of bedrock state for union workers. But talking to one expert we know today, this really is going to have more of an impact on the relationship between the worker and the union than it does anything else.
Ho-ho! Right to work has got to go!
The unions will tell you right to work is union busting. The governor will tell you it gives Michigan a leg up competitively. Labor attorney Cliff Hammond, who's represented both unions and management, says the impact is probably more in the middle.
It doesn't bust it any more than simply saying you have to pay. And based on what I've seen and what the stats show, you're not going to see a significant problem with people not paying their dues if Michigan continues with other states.
First of all, a small fraction of the state's workforce is union, about 17% or 671,000 workers as of last year. Take roughly 70,000 police and firefighters who were excluded out, and you're down to roughly 600,000, and more than half of those are public employees. More than anything, Hammond says the union income is likely to take a small haircut.
In springtime, essentially, you are, as a union, going to have to earn your dues.
He believes business will go on in Michigan. Labor contracts will get negotiated. Workers will opt in. But the problem could come in the relationship between the union and the company's workers. And no, it cannot publish names or otherwise discredit those who do not pay into the union.
If the union goes out and says, you pay or else, it appears from what the legislation looks like it's going to do, that's going to be unlawful. On the other hand, if someone just simply says, I notice you didn't pay your dues, that's a completely different situation.
So that's where it gets kind of ugly on the work floor, and that will probably have to be addressed in some fashion down the road. Now, Hammond says in many ways this is more sizzle than steak. He says when you look at the entire landscape here of the union workforce and how it has shrunk over the years, and also many of the jobs that were here have long since gone. So in reality, he says there is not a lot that's going to change here. Michigan will go on. Unions will go on.
And Hammond is full of crap. You know, really poor reporting once again from the mainstream media. I rip them apart a little bit in the piece I posted yesterday. I am so tired of the mainstream media being in bed with the Republican Party here in the state of Michigan. It just amazes me that they would do a piece like that and then not ask the other side their point of view. Well, I guess it doesn't surprise me because they have no journalistic acumen anymore. There's no such thing as professional journalists, especially on television. Very few. I think we could count them with less than all our fingers on one hand. What a shame. What an absolute shame. This media is a disgrace. A quick break here. Tom in Detroit, you will be up next. Give us a call, 888-552-3595. This is First Shift. A quick break. We'll come back right after this.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
This traffic report is brought to you by McDonald's.
Currently, there's no accidents to report, but if you haven't heard, I'm going to give you a heads up. President Obama is scheduled to visit the Daimler Detroit Diesel plant in Redford Township today. So watch out. If you're in or around that area, you may experience some road closures. I'm Ashley, and that's your total traffic update.
Drive through McDonald's today and grab a 20-piece chicken McNuggets. That's 20 tender, juicy chicken McNuggets made with white meat for just $4.99 as part of the extra value menu. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to have a high of 39 with scattered showers throughout the day. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 37, and it's currently 34 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week. A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
John Boehner is in a hot huff, fuming so furiously that he'd be red-faced were it not for that eerie orange-toned tan that he constantly has. The Republican House Speaker is angry that President Obama won't play Boehner ball with him in their ongoing altercation over ways to reduce the federal deficit. The GOP leader's pitch to Obama is that the deficit hole should be filled by cutting government spending and eliminating some tax deductions, not, most emphatically not, by increasing taxes on corporations and the rich, even by so little as a dime. But this is an EFAS pitch, a soccer ball. The trick is that Boehner and company want Democrats and the general public to agree to massive cuts without telling us which programs and deductions they would sacrifice. So far, Obama is refusing to go for this game of Boehner ball, instead standing firm and calmly saying to him, "If you want to spare the rich any burden and only cut back on regular folks, don't expect me to do your dirty work for you. Make your pitch and take political responsibility for the pain you would cause." Oh, the huffing and puffing that ensued. "We've put a serious offer on the table," wailed Boehner to the right-wing friendlies interviewing him on Fox TV. Only, he hadn't. Not one specific cut had been named. So Obama still refused to be suckered into playing Boehner's game. This is Jim Hightower saying, with polls showing rising public scorn for his pitiful performance, Boehner has finally been forced to try another pitch. But even with a do-over, he balked. His latest proposal cuts $1.2 trillion from federal programs and eliminates $800 billion in tax exemptions, but still doesn't tell us which ones. As Casey Stengel asked the players of a terrible ball club he once managed, "Can't anyone here play this game?"
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit HightowerLowdown.org.
First Shift with Tony Trubiano.
I believe we can keep the promise of our founding. The idea that if you're willing to work hard, it doesn't matter who you are, or where you come from, or what you look like, or where you love. It doesn't matter whether you're black or white, or Hispanic, or Asian, or Native American, or young, or old, or rich, or poor, able, disabled, gay, or straight. You can make it here in America if you're willing to try.
On 1310, WDTW.
Union. Solidarity.
democracy. We make a difference when you give your voice.
What's on your mind?
1-888-552-3595.
You're listening to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 35 minutes after 6 o'clock. Thanks for punching in with First Shift on this Monday morning. Obviously, an historic week for those of us that believe in democracy and the middle class and sanity and equality and all of those things the other side conveniently tosses to the side because it just doesn't fit into their lifestyle or what they think their lifestyle is. Feel free to join us as we work our way through this hour, 888-552-3595. We welcome back to the show Tom in Detroit. Tom, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good, good. And folks, don't forget the midterm elections. But anyway, who was it? Marie Antoinette that said, let them eat cake. And she ended up losing her head. You know, this could very well be, hopefully, Snyder's Waterloo. Because, I mean, he didn't have to go there with right to work. He kept saying, it's not on my agenda, it's not on my agenda, up until the very last moment. And then, I mean, all of a sudden he goes and switches gear. And to be honest about it, he was talking about, you know, things being divisive and all that kind of stuff. If anything, he's been more divisive than, I mean, he's making John England look like a choir boy right now.
Now, who had ever thought, Tom, that was possible? And you couldn't,
and you couldn't
be more right. I mean, let's just say it the way it is. Governor Snyder has lied to the people of the state of Michigan for over 2 years now. Yeah.
Yeah, and he was very disingenuous about this right-to-work stuff. I mean, he's been right-to-work the whole while, but you know what they say, smiling faces pretend to be your friend? No, that's not the case. I mean, smiling faces are what they are. I mean, they'll smile in your face and stab you in the back, and that's exactly what Snyder's done to the people of the union, and, you know, the middle class and the whole nine yards. Because what did he do when he first come in office? He put $2 billion tax break, took it off the business, and put it on the backs of, you know, the, you know, middle-class people and the working poor.
Tom, you're going to get a kick out of this. There's a guy on my Facebook page yesterday, on the show's Facebook page yesterday, that said Governor Snyder never raised taxes.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I mean, he absolutely said that.
What universe does this guy live in?
Well,
he lives in one hell of a parallel universe.
Well, like every other right-wing jackass out there, Tom, they live in their own false reality. And, you know, this goes back to just that idea that one day they, too, will be wealthy and want all these breaks that are coming their way. What I find absolutely fascinating, Tom, about that is all of these people are mostly middle-class Americans like you and I just trying to scrape by. Why do they defend these asshats? I don't get it.
I have not the slightest idea. It's almost like they forget, not that they've gotten anywhere, but they forget that, you know, like mother and father were in, you know, properly in jobs that were union-supported and the whole nine yards. And because of the union, thousands, hundreds, probably of thousands of people, if not millions, have attained a middle-class lifestyle that otherwise, had it not been for the union, they wouldn't be where they are.
No question, Tom, that's true. As always, I appreciate your point of view, and thank you for your passion. No, absolutely. 888-552-3595. Well, more on the Right to Work showdown. Yep, people are gathering at the Capitol all weekend long. This from WXYZ-TV, and we'll get a little flavor of what we can expect tomorrow.
A small but vocal group of union workers from across the state assembles inside the Sterling Heights Chamber of Commerce. It was one of several rallies across the area this weekend. Organizers are trying to stop right-to-work legislation.
We want to make the point that if we don't succeed in staying a state that values unions, that values the collective voice of workers, that we are going to fail.
With Republican majorities in both the House and Senate and Governor Snyder ready to sign on the dotted line, it does not appear protesters have much chance in stopping right to work from becoming a reality. That doesn't mean, though, that they won't try.
If I were told I had a terminal illness and I had to take the 10% chance on treatment, I'm taking the 10% chance because I am fighting for my life and I'm fighting for the life of my children.
Bigger gatherings also took place this weekend, including this demonstration training session at a union hall in Dearborn. Last week, thousands of workers descended on the Capitol to get their message out. Tuesday, even bigger protests are planned.
I know this is not about unions. It's about everyday working people. When we gain at the bargaining table, non-union folks gain as well. So it's not just a dues thing, and that's what a lot of people think. I hope that the governor does not sign this.
And late this evening, I spoke with my sources in Lansing who continue to tell me that the governor does have the votes. Remember, the GOP has majorities in both the House and Senate. And again, they don't think at this point there's any way to stop these bills from proceeding. They could get to the governor by Tuesday at the earliest. We'll see what happens. Reporting live, I'm Tom Waite, 7 Action News.
All right. Well, it was mentioned in that piece there was some civil disobedience training at UAW Local 600. On Saturday, our friend Eric Shelley actually posted to the Facebook page, which I also shared with you folks, courtesy of Mr. Shelley. This, again, from WXYZ-TV, a little bit on civil disobedience.
So we're going to talk about how we're going to take our state back.
At the UAW 600 hall in Dearborn this morning, a room full of like-minded activists and members planned their trip to Michigan State Capitol on Tuesday, talking this morning about organizing history and the rights of demonstrators. It will be a lawful gathering, they say, peaceful civil disobedience, a collective statement against the just-passed right-to-work legislation that the governor intends to sign into law.
Obviously, not the people that want this legislation. It's the rich and the powerful. It's being funded by billionaires, and the working people of the state aren't going to take it anymore.
Their message, they say, is for all workers, but especially for those who enjoy the benefits of a union.
Women in unions make more money than women not in unions. And so by virtue of the fact that a woman works in an environment where there's a union, even if she's not in one, she's going to have a better work situation than those who don't.
This legislation isn't about anything except an attack on workers' rights and roll people back for what we fought for generations.
Governor Snyder has said the legislation is about a worker's choice to be a part of and pay or not pay union dues. Bob King disagrees.
That's just a great example of twisting information. No worker in America under federal labor law can be forced to stay in a union. They have to pay their fair share of the cost of representation, everything, just like a citizen pays for their fair share of snow removal or garbage removal or police and fire.
Bob King and the other union leaders can't estimate how many people will show up in Lansing on Tuesday, but they're enthusiastic about the possibilities and the message that they intend to pass along.
That means getting together and getting justice.
In Dearborn, Bill Proctor, 7 Action News.
So the question that's good. The question we ask now is, will you be there tomorrow? Will you travel up to the state capitol? It's going to be a long day. It's going to be a worthy day. As I shared with you on the show last Friday, Anthony and I are headed up to the Capitol later on today. We will be setting up in State Representative Harvey Santana's office, so we will be inside the belly of the beast, if you will, at least during the show. And overnight, I was asked to MC the rally tomorrow, so I will hopefully see many of you there, and I'm very hopeful that I will see many of you there, as it's critical that we show solidarity. To me, it's not about just numbers for numbers' sake. I think, to me, this is about solidarity. It's about sending a clarion call, a clear and singular message that we want our democracy back, that we want our state back, that we are tired of being pushed around by those that may be in the majority at the Capitol, but are not in the majority with regard to the electorate. You know, we've heard it many times, and although this is uncomfortable for some of you to hear, we asked for this ourselves. 2010 was a pivotal moment and will be remembered for a starkly ugly reason. We gave the Republicans control. And who do we blame it on? Well, ultimately, we need to blame it ourselves. People love to blame Governor Granholm, but she had only one vote, folks. It's us. It's us that did this to ourselves. We, especially moderate Democrats, or conservative Democrats that somehow thought Rick Snyder was the answer? What led you to believe that? Why weren't you listening to those of us that were screaming at the top of our lungs, we know nothing about him and he stands for nothing? You'll remember his platform was nothing. He ran on nothing. He ran on being a tough nerd and an alternative to what was there. That was it. There were no plans. There was nothing articulated. We didn't know anything about him. And yet, he was foolishly elected. Now, you can have buyer's remorse all you want. We can't change what happened. I'm talking about that results. But we can change what happens going forward. And we need a profound presence tomorrow at the state capitol. I firmly believe that we are going to have thousands upon thousands of like-minded people there. Also want to remind you that the pro-right-to-work folks will be there as well. I'm going to venture a guess, and I think it's a fairly safe guess, that they are going to be outnumbered at least 10 to 1, if not more. Again, civil disobedience, we underscore civil disobedience. That doesn't mean you can't be emotional. It doesn't mean you can't express your displeasure with what's going on. You absolutely can and should. We need to send a clear and concise message to this legislature that we've had enough. All right, 888-552-3595. Let me hear from you, 888-552-3595, tony@thetonyshow.org. Another quick break here. We'll come back and wrap things up for this hour on the other side. By the way, for those of you that have not heard, President Obama will be in Redford a little later on today, and he's got something to say about right to work and the economy, and we'll talk about all that with Congressman Gary Peters in just a bit. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It was December 24th on Hollis Avenue at dark, when I seen a man chilling with his dog in the park. I approached him very slowly with my heart full of fear. Looked at his dog, oh my God, an ill reindeer. But then I was feeling for the man and a beard and a bag full of Billy Clover.
Hi, this is Jocelyn Benson, and I'm wishing all of Tony's listeners a happy holidays.
On 1310 WDTW.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
speed pouring,
drink recipes,
customer service skills the industry is looking for,
and much more.
All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-5020.
Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan. Your future is waiting for you now.
Credit card overworked?
Mine too. That's why I'm entering the holiday shopping giveaway at SweetJack.com. If you win, SweetJack will overnight a Visa gift card loaded with $5,000 to pay for your holiday shopping. What gift would you buy yourself? Enter the holiday shopping giveaway now at SweetJack.com to get your gifts on Jack.
No purchase necessary.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
In negotiating the deal with the state, the city was told to use Miller Canfield Law Firm. They had Miller Canfield on the state side and Miller Canfield on the city side. And negotiating this bond deal. Well, Tony, what typically happens when a municipality gets bonds from the MFA, negotiated bonds, they get that money. They get access to that money. But in this case, Tony, in this unique situation, the state said, I don't want the city to have access to its own money. This is the city's money. I'm a Detroit citizen. We're paying taxes, or we're paying interest on that borrowed money right now, the $137 million. But Dillon said, I don't want the city to have access to this money. Even the Michigan Finance Authority, Tony, said they didn't have a problem with the city having access to the money. It was Andy Dillon who said, I want them to have to come to me to get permission to use the money.
On 1310 WDTW. Together we stand, divided we fall. Got something to get off your chest? Give us a call. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Triano.
And welcome back. We're going to get to some more audio here in just a minute. Although I want to get to some national news. Yesterday on Meet the Press, Lawrence O'Donnell was on there with Newt Gingrich. Now, before I play this audio, I want you to understand that Lawrence O'Donnell has perhaps the most intelligent show on television. In no disrespect to Rachel Maddow, no disrespect to Ed Schultz and the others that are on MSNBC and other channels. They're all great. I mean, they all are great. But Lawrence O'Donnell has a very interesting and rich past, and it gives him a perspective that most just don't have by virtue of his life experience, not to mention the fact that he was a major player in that amazing television show called The West Wing. So he has, it really has this rich, fascinating, educated past. Anyway, he's on Meet the Press yesterday with Newt Gingrich. And if you often wondered why no Republican goes on Lawrence O'Donnell's show, well, this might be the reason. Take a listen.
The administrator, the president won. The president has a very clear, simple position. He wants to prove he can dominate, and he proves he can dominate by getting the rates up. And he has a veto pen, and it's pretty hard for me to see how the House Republicans are going to get past the Senate Democrats to even get to a veto. So
right.
At some point, either you're going to go over the cliff, or you're going to find some kind of dramatic concession to the president.
Lawrence, this idea of how much room the president is willing to give becomes a big question, because he wants, based on what I'm hearing, he wants Boehner to say, okay, I give on the rates, and then maybe he'll talk a little more.
The problem for Boehner is, how does he give on rates? He said this the other day. I oppose tax rate increases because tax rate increases cost American jobs. That gives you no room to give on rates. It is, by the way, not an original thought. Who said this? The tax increase will kill jobs and lead to a recession, and the recession will force people out of work and onto unemployment and actually increase the deficit. That's Newt Gingrich in 1993 on the Clinton tax increase. And those of us who were working on the other side of that tax increase, Newt, have been waiting for your apology for 20 years for being completely wrong about that.
Well, I don't agree with you.
Well, but the economy soared. No one lost a job because of that tax increase. There was no recession. You said there would be a recession. There was no recession.
The fact is, if you look at all the indicators the day I was elected speaker, virtually all the economic growth occurs after the Republicans take control. Virtually all the increase in the stock market, in fact, all the increase in the stock market is after the Republicans take control.
You did not reduce the rates.
Wait a second. When
you said the rates would cause a recession.
When we balance the budget, we balance the budget with a tax cut, not a tax. Four consecutive balanced budgets with a tax cut, not a tax increase.
A tiny tax cut compared to the biggest tax increase in history, which is what Bill Clinton did. You didn't dismantle it.
To relitigate the 1990s.
Exactly.
You know what? There's nothing quite like being bitch slapped with your own words, and with all due respect to the former speaker, Mr. Newt Gingrich, gotcha. You know, it is what it is. You just kind of have to learn to deal with what you say. You don't think my words have ever been thrown back in my face? Think again. Oh, think again. Of course they have. You know, one of the true challenges of doing what I do that is archived on a daily basis and has been for years is, well, you know what? Sometimes you think you said something. Not often, but it happens. So anyway, I just thought I'd share that little piece of sunshine on this cloudy day. And that is a little sunshine on this cloudy day, literally and figuratively. Well, if you are following, excuse me, what's happening in the city of Detroit, and many of us are, We now know that there are massive changes coming our way. Let us not forget that State Treasurer Andy Dillon begins a financial review of the city of Detroit starting today. And because of the right to work fiasco, much of whatever else is going on is being ignored, and we don't want to completely ignore that. Dave Bing said over the weekend, he called a press conference late in the day on Friday, and he said that, yes, there are changes coming. He's not giving up on the city, and he's not yet ready to concede either bankruptcy or the emergence of a financial manager. This is what was reported, by the way, by Fox 2.
We got to get more resources. We've cut way, way too deep.
The number of city employees now below 10,000, down from 14,600 just 3 years ago. Another 400 to 500 layoffs are coming in the next couple of months. Police and fire could be impacted, but they're trying not to take any officers off the streets.
Let's not BS anybody. When you make these additional cuts, it's going to have a negative impact on services.
Services for the 700,000 Detroiters Mayor Bing says he is fighting for. The situation dire. The city of Detroit under the very real threat of an emergency financial manager. Mayor Bing armed with several milestones that have to be met when he meets with city council on Tuesday, including the approval of that controversial contract for the mayor's attorneys at Miller Canfield. He says he thinks it can be done. He says he thinks he has the votes, but does he have the time? The review process already underway for an emergency manager.
I don't agree with it, but that's not my decision. The reality is that if we don't get some of these milestones implemented, he has no choice.
He being Governor Snyder, Mayor Bing met with him on Thursday in Lansing.
I absolutely think that we need help to get out of this situation. It's 40 years of ducking hard decisions.
On Friday, Bing was asked if the bankruptcy option is under consideration.
The answer is no. I think that's the wrong approach for the city, for southeastern Michigan, and for the state of Michigan. Doesn't mean it won't happen, but I don't agree with it. I don't think that's the direction we ought to go in.
So they will continue to try to meet the milestones, honor the consent agreement, but he says everybody has to get on the same page.
I've got to try to make sure that this house that's on fire doesn't implode. Rather than sit here and point fingers and blame anybody, bottom line is we can't continue down this path.
This is certainly no easy task, obviously. Otherwise, it would have already been accomplished. The mayor says part of the problem is this attitude that we don't want anybody's help. He says we need help. You heard him say that. And he also does not think that President Obama is going to come to town on Monday with any kind of big check. So they've got to work this out here and sooner rather than later, or else they're destined for an emergency manager. For now, live downtown, I'm Amy Lang, Fox 2 News.
There are some massive challenges facing all of us right now. And, you know, for those of you that don't believe that what touches the city of Detroit touches you, you certainly have not been paying attention. It all factors into what's going on. I got of the many emails I got over the weekend, you know, one of them was one of those head spinning, what about this issue, what about that issue, and they went on and on, you know, rattling off 8 or 10 emergent issues that deserve and need attention, and I get it. I get it. We just have to get up every day. We have to take every day individually and fight for what's right on that given day. And I truly believe that ultimately, maybe the best thing that could have happened to us was this fight from the legislature, because we now can mobilize and focus on change, and we will. All right, a quick break for the top of the hour. Congressman Gary Peters and State Rep Brandon Dillon in the next hour as we continue to explore a variety of issues that impact you. Would love to hear from you. So you've got the number, the email address, tony@thetonyshow.org. Let's take a break for the top of the hour. We'll be back.
Team 10 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
This traffic report brought to you by Xfinity Internet.
Looks like we're starting to get some heavier traffic on 696 westbound between 11 Mile and 75. About a 5 to 10 minute delay in that area. Also, an accident blocks the left lane on 96 eastbound right after Grand River. So keep your eyes open for that. I'm Ashley, and that's your total traffic update.
Xfinity Internet, where all of our lanes are fast lanes. Get started with Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Sign up today by calling 1-800-XFINITY.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to have a high of 39 with scattered showers throughout the day. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 37, and it's currently 34 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
1310 WDTW.
If you missed today's first shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Hey, it's Joe. You're listening to First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 AM WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. NBC News is up next.
NBC News Radio, I'm Chris Jansen. Caving on the cliff. More Republican lawmakers are conceding that tax rates for the wealthy will have to rise as part of a deal to avoid the fiscal cliff. This is the top two negotiators met behind closed doors. NBC's Mike Vaccara.
Aides are providing no details. Real radio silence here. It was all done out of camera range. House Speaker John Boehner was here to meet face-to-face with President Obama. It's the first glimmer of hope after weeks of stalemate.
An American doctor rescued in Afghanistan, Dr. Dilip Joseph, headed home now after being held by the Taliban, but the raid to free him cost the life of one member of the elite team that got him out. America's gas pains are easing up, finally. After paying all-time highs for gas in 2012, AAA says the average for regular, $3.34. And 007 is back on top, but it was hardly a killer weekend at the box office. Skyfall taking in another $11 million to hit $261 million overall, a James Bond best. This is NBC News Radio. Old Man Winter paying a visit to the nation's midsection. NBC's Lester Holt.
The heaviest snow of the season is parts of the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Authorities in Minnesota say there have been more than 300 car accidents.
More than a foot of snow in the Twin Cities. Meantime, the eastern seaboard unseasonably mild ahead of that cold front. Wall Street stock futures are lower. Investors concerned about a government shakeup in Italy. The Dow coming off Friday's 80-point surge. The bad news? You have in the neighborhood of 400 genetic defects. The good? That's normal. Gene researchers admit they found far more genetic imperfections than expected, but their study shows 400 defects is par for the course for the average healthy person. And Play It Again, Sam, the piano used in the classic 1942 film Casablanca, is getting another turn at fame. It's expected to fetch $500,000 at auction this week. I'm Chris Jansing, NBC News Radio.
Are you looking for a temporary job in accounting or finance? If so, AccountTemps is looking for you. AccountTemps offers a large selection of temporary employment opportunities, so we'll match you with the job that fits your skills. If it's full-time you're after, AccountTemps has an excellent record placing our temporaries in positions that become full-time. And AccountTemps could get you working in as little as one day. So, what are you waiting for? Visit us at AccountTemps.com for an office near you. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company.
Dave Davis here with a Channel 5 traffic report. You're on your own, commuters. I've got shopping to do. Drop her over there, Nick, at the mall.
Prep your car for holiday travel and check gifts off your list today at Sears Auto Center. Come in now and get a $21.99 conventional oil change plus a $5 coupon to shop while you wait. This is being prepared. This is Sears Auto Center. Stop by or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons.
Valid for most vehicles, regularly $29.99. Coupon valid through 12/29. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
We're getting fresh information into events which led to the demise of Hostess Brands. Wall Street Journal reports that as the company was sinking toward bankruptcy, its managers redirected wage money earmarked for employee pensions toward other areas of the company's operations. The CEO helping wind down operations at Hostess says it is terrible, but he also points out that he wasn't there when this was going on. We could slip back a bit to start a new week on Wall Street. S&P futures are down 2 points. NASDAQ futures down 4. Dow futures sliding 19. Moving the other way are oil futures, right now up a half dollar to $86.50 a barrel. but that may not keep up for long. Forecasters with Deutsche Bank tell the Wall Street Journal expectations are growing for higher oil prices in the short term, but a major price correction sometime next year, with as much as a $50 per barrel plunge from its highest to its lowest level in 2013. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
How would you like to try a sales-generating tool for your business that is so good at locating qualified leads it's been called best of the breed? If your business thrives on selling to other businesses, then get ready for a toll-free number and a free trial offer that could literally revolutionize your sales. Hoovers, a D&B company, has developed a powerful tool to connect you to qualified buyers for your product or service that is fast and easy. No more wasting time getting leads manually. No more pre-configured lists of names that don't fit your business. Hoover's advanced targeting technology helps you reach the market that will be most receptive to your product or service. For a limited time, Hoover's would like to offer their radio listeners 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial.
Just call 800-239-0011. That's a free trial and 50 free leads. Call now. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. Again, 800-239-0011.
Are you looking for a temporary job in accounting or finance? If so, Account Temps is looking for you. Account Temps offers a large selection of temporary employment opportunities, so we'll match you with the job that fits your skills. If it's full-time you're after, Account Temps has an excellent record placing our temporaries in positions that become full-time. And Account Temps could get you working in as little as one day. So, what are you waiting for? Visit us at AccountTemps.com for an office near you. Account Temps, a Robert Half company.
Why, having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm.
I want to buy these boots. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, Kate, your discount double check saved you about $150. Enough to get them.
Hey, what about me? I don't have State Farm, but insurance gives me money.
Fiddly-doo, there's no gold for you.
Ooh, good luck with the leprechaun.
Really? Kiss me.
Gross.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. Find an agent at StateFarm.com to help with unexpected savings. That's getting...
Our country is divided. With fault lines on every issue and constantly shifting blame, America has been held in deadlock. With confidence in our elected officials quickly waning, where can you turn when you want real progress? There is a place for insight, answers, and community in this divisive society. There is a place for you, a place for your sanity. Welcome to your first shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back 6 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Monday, the 10th day of December 2012. If you are just joining us, I appreciate you doing just that. For those of you that did not get word yesterday, a call for solidarity in the wardrobe department today, wear the color red in a support of solidarity for working men and women in the state of Michigan. I said working men and women, not just union men and women, all working men and women. And so if you've got red in your wardrobe and you haven't yet had a chance to get dressed, this would be that opportunity to show some solidarity and wear the color red. We are in wait of Congressman Gary Peters, and he has a very busy day today, I would imagine, on top of some meetings that he has scheduled, perhaps with the president being in town, he may be spending time with him as well. And so as soon as we have the congressman, we will bring him to you. In the meantime, I will remind you that after the show today, once we get a chance to get a little bit settled and get organized, Anthony and I will be headed to the state capitol, where we will be setting up our remote studios in the offices of State Representative Harvey Santana, who has graciously agreed to let us overtake his office tomorrow morning to do our show. After that, we will be joining the rally outside the Capitol, where I have also been asked to MC the rally, and very much looking forward to being a part of this historic event. Our First Shift Facebook poll question of the day is fairly simple. Will you be attending the rally? And I actually haven't looked at the results lately, so let me do that now. And it looks like we're doing quite well. I realize that not everybody can go, and that's fine, too. You know, will you be there in spirit? I think, of course, many of you will. And, of course, there are the haters out there that think this is all about nothing. I do want to address something, though, that has repeatedly come to me, mostly via email, although it was a little bit on Facebook. I did receive a lot of emails over the weekend from people saying, why bother? We can't win. Well, you know what? It's not over till it's over. This is the first part of what is going to be a long journey, and it is something that you need to be mindful of, that if you truly want to see change and order restored, if you truly want democracy to come back to the state of Michigan and a little bit of sanity, if you want to protect the middle class, and for most of us, that would be ourselves, if you're truly willing and wanting all that, it is no longer acceptable to just agree. You can't just sit on the sidelines and cheer. We don't need more cheerleaders. We need doers. We need people that will stand up and that will fight for what is good and just and right. And it is not what the Republicans are literally cramming down our proverbial throats these days. We will begin to choke on that pablum if we're not careful. And if we don't stand up tomorrow, the chances are of having the ability to do that weaken with every passing protest. I again want to underscore that tomorrow is the beginning of a fight. It's the beginning of a battle. It is not the end-all and be-all, but we need to show great strength and great solidarity as we work through this process, and it is going to be a process. So I make no bones about that, but to suggest that it doesn't matter, I say think again. Those of you that are doubters aren't welcome much anyway, to be honest with you. I don't know that I want to be surrounded by a bunch of doubters. I want to be surrounded by people that understand the power that was our first word today, that we all have. Every single voice matters. And when those voices come together in unison, something amazingly magical can and will happen. But it only happens when you literally stand up. I've been preaching for many, many months now. In fact, many, many years now. It's one thing to show up. It's another thing to stand up. And I can't think of a better time to start standing up than right now. I got to tell you something I find absolutely amazing. Even people that I know that are healing, that are sick, are going to be there tomorrow. People that can barely make it through the day because of physical injury will be there tomorrow. They understand what's at stake, and I applaud that. Now, I am not looking for anyone to hurt themselves, of course. And if you truly cannot be there, or it would be detrimental for you to be there, then please be mindful of that. Nobody's going to think any less of you for that. But if you can be there, you should be there. You have an obligation to be there. It may be inconvenient. It's certainly going to be crowded, and it may even be a little bit out of control for all the right reasons. Again, we are going to be practicing civil disobedience, but disobedience nonetheless. We will send a very loud and clear message to this governor and this legislature that we have had enough. And I'm just asking the simple question, are you with me? Now, I had written a quick piece yesterday on what I believe is going to happen moving forward. I want to thank all of you that have shared that with your networks. I truly do appreciate that, and thank you for mostly warm comments surrounding that. But this is just the beginning, as I said, of a process that we need to commit to, and certainly First Shift is committing to that and asking you to join us for this journey. If you'd like to join us, you're welcome to do that. 888-552-3595. That's 888-552-3595. The email address, tony@thetonyshow.org, and on Twitter, @TonyTrupiano. I will tell you that our Twitter followers and our Facebook followers have been coming in at a record pace of late. I'd like to think that's because the show is growing, and I'm just very pleased. We've had record amounts of visits to the Facebook page, record amounts of visits to the website, and we will continue to be in the middle of this scrum, and we'll be a source of information for you moving forward, as obviously we have a pristine relationship with organized labor, and not that they're telling me everything, but they're telling me enough that I can confidently share with you the truth of what's going on. And as uncomfortable as that may be for some, it is so critically important that we do not deny the truth, because that's a dangerous thing to do, and that we get involved where we can and when we can, whether that's making phone calls, whether that's traveling up to the Capitol, whether that's writing letters to the editor, whether that's writing and calling your representatives and senators, whatever it is, wow, you just have to commit to doing it. Did we want this fight? Absolutely not. We know one thing for sure. The governor is a coward. The governor is an absolute, unadulterated coward. What he did lying to us for months and months and months, is just disingenuous and unethical. I can't fathom how this man can sleep at night. I really can't, especially after what he did last week. On one day, noncommittal. On the next day, solidly behind the idea. Who got to him? The Koch brothers? The DeVos family? I don't know. Who made him promises? Or who forced him to make promises? And for those that, and I got to go back to the media on this, that continue to paint Rick Snyder as some kind of moderate, what the hell have you been looking at? I've been screaming about this for over a year and a half now. This man is a right-wing radical Republican. I mean, they don't get more conservative than Rick Snyder. So where is this moderate label even coming from? And who was buying it? I wasn't. Lots of other people weren't. So where does this idea that Rick Snyder is moderate come from? It comes from the media, and they need to address that. Now, there are some reasonable voices in the media wilderness. Susan Demas wrote an amazing piece that you'll find on our Facebook page yesterday, and I really, really want you to go read it. Stephen Henderson wrote an amazing piece in the Free Press yesterday that you really do need to read, because he talks about how Rick Snyder has now hurt Michigan. You know, here's the irony. I mean, the real irony in all this is that Rick Snyder for months said this was too divisive an issue. He didn't want it. But those of you that forwarded to me the response from the governor and from your state reps and state senators, where they all basically said this was in response to Proposal 2, and although they didn't want to do it, it was the right thing for Michigan. It was pro-worker, which is just laughable. And the worst part is they said it doesn't affect health and safety issues. Well, again, no greater lie has been told, because it seriously affects health and safety issues. We have presented multiple times on this show, multiple times, the facts surrounding what happens in right-to-work states. And it's not just the economics. We do know that the cost of labor will go down. We do know that those of you that are currently enjoying the rights of unions and collective bargaining are going to see a very different process moving forward. And I wonder how many of you will have the strength and fortitude, how many of you will have the strength and fortitude to resist not paying dues and to continue to support your union. And folks, I'm watching. I'm going to be a little bit vengeful. I don't mind telling you that. I think we have an obligation to really show this legislature and there's only one way we can do this definitively and clearly. When it comes time for you to make that decision that you decide to continue to support your union, if you don't, you should find another job or another state. A quick break here. We've got a lot going on today. By the way, State Representative Brandon Dillon at the bottom of the hour, a guy you've got to hear from. In the meantime, 888-552-3595. We'll be back.
This is Mark Brewer, chair of the Michigan Democratic Party. On behalf of the Michigan Democratic Party, I want to wish everyone a safe and happy holiday season.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Couple of things to watch out for. We have an accident on 96 eastbound after Grand River Avenue, blocking the two left lanes. Another accident on 96 westbound at Greenfield Road that is blocking the very left express lane. A little bit of slow go on 696 westbound between 11 Mile and 75, but only about a 5-minute delay over there. I'm Ashley, and that's your total traffic update.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to have a high of 39 with scattered showers throughout the day. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 37, and it's currently 34 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills? The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending. You'll learn the order of service every server should know, speed pouring, drink recipes, customer service skills the industry is looking for, and much more. All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan. Please call 313-962-5020 Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan. Your future is waiting for you now.
If you missed today's first shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to his segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310wdtw.com today.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family. And UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up? Diggity doll.
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
In a blue-collar, get-to-work-and-get-the-job-done kind of state like Michigan, there's only one show that cares about the men and women
who put in a hard day's work every day.
This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Now, back to Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. It is 22 minutes after 7 o'clock in the morning. Well, as I shared with you a little earlier on in the show, the faith community is stepping up in uncommonly wonderful ways, as they always do. I've got to tell you, this is a very difficult morning for me. I've always made a promise to you that I would be honest. And the reality is, this is difficult for me. For somebody that has been considered the voice of labor for almost 20 years, to see what's happening in front of me is a very emotional thing. I had a very difficult weekend. And I'm going to have a very difficult day today, and I'm going to hopefully get through tomorrow. But we need to continue to find strength and faith. Joining me now is the Reverend Lewis Forsythe from the Pleasant Grove Missionary Baptist Church to share with us some good news. But actually, I'm going to first go to him for a little spiritual guidance. Reverend Forsythe, thank you for joining us this morning.
Oh,
thank you, Tony. Thank you for having me this morning.
You know, for those of us that feel we're being tested right now, and I would be disingenuous to say that I'm not. I really do feel like my faith is being tested right now. What kind of advice? I guess I'm being a little selfish, Reverend Forsyth. What kind of advice can you give me?
Well, you know, I would say, Tony, I think we have to remain focused and be firm in what we believe and true to ourselves and not be deterred by what we see happening. I think if anything, faith tells us that what we see is impossible can be turned around and can become more possible for those who have are on the side of justice and rightness. And I think we're always going to face those kind of situations that seem to overshadow us, but we have a greater power on our side working on our behalf.
Now, thank you for those words. You are here to share some good news this morning. For those that would like to perhaps go to the state capitol tomorrow but don't have the means to do that, what can you tell us?
Yes, I'm part of the partner with the Michigan Organizing Project. They will have a bus heading out from Pleasant Grove on tomorrow from the church at the parting point and meet at the church at 8:30. And the bus will be leaving around 9 o'clock a.m.
All right. We want to ask people to be there at 8:30 as the bus does want to pull out by 9 o'clock sharp. And so, and of course, you'll give us the address for Pleasant Grove so that people know how to get there?
Yeah. Certainly, yes. The address is 13651 Dequindre, and that is Detroit. And we are located between 6 Mile and Davison Freeway.
All right, folks. It's actually fairly easy to find, so make sure you, if you do need a ride, this would be not only a great opportunity to do that, but to meet some like-minded people. And I think right now, Reverend Forsyth, we really do need to be around people that are like-minded, that are passionate, and that are willing to, of course, make the commitment to stand up to what's happening to us right now.
No question. I think it's time for us to be solidarity together in our desire to turn this thing around, to make our voices heard. I think we have to be the voice for the voiceless and make a difference. You know, I think the right to work is really a risk to workers' rights, if anything. And I think that's the whole purpose of the protest on tomorrow at Lansing.
And I think at some level it's also an attack on human rights as well, Reverend Lewis Forsyth. I'm sure you agree with that.
No question about that, Tony. You're absolutely right.
Well, listen, I'll look forward. I will be there tomorrow. I'll look forward to perhaps meeting you in person, but I want to thank you for stepping up, everybody in the faith community, and providing some opportunity. Again, there will be a bus leaving the Pleasant Grove Missionary Baptist Church, which is at 13651 Dequindre in Detroit. And you can just search for it online if that's a little easier for you. The bus will be leaving at 9 o'clock sharp, so be considerate to those that are going to be anxiously awaiting to get up to the state capitol to make a difference tomorrow. And Reverend Lewis Forsyth, thank you so much for being with us on First Shift this morning.
You're welcome, Tony, and thank you for all that you do for workers in this state.
I appreciate that so much. Thanks again. All right, let's go to the phones, and I want to thank Reverend Forsyth and everybody in the faith community that is helping out to get people up to the state capitol tomorrow. 888-552-3595. Guy in Dearborn joins us now. Good morning, Guy. You're on the air.
Hi, Tony. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you today?
Good. Tony, I just wanted to, you know, maybe make a quick suggestion to you. I'm a union member here in Dearborn, and I was wondering if you would think it would be a good suggestion for unions to create maybe in a newsletter or something, something of a list once a month of the unions that aren't paying their union dues, just so we could get maybe a little peer pressure from coworkers. You know, something like that.
Well, unfortunately, Guy, the law does not allow for that to happen. And so part of right to work is protecting those who opt out of paying their dues. Not I'm saying that there aren't other ways to find that out, but to publish those names would be illegal.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Tony. Thank you for the time.
No, Guy, I appreciate it, and I understand. I truly understand your passion and concern, and yeah, we do need to be respectful as much as we don't want to be, because we don't seem to be getting any respect from that side, or at this point, it's difficult. As I just said to Reverend Forsyth, it is difficult. It is very difficult to work through this knowing the reality of what's about to happen, but we cannot and will not back down. All right. 888-552-3595. I want to remind you, the other side of the next break, we have Representative Brandon Dillon scheduled to join us. If you have not seen the YouTube video of him giving an amazingly passionate speech on the floor of the House, you have missed something truly inspiring, and you need to do that. I mean, you truly need to do that. But let's try to get a quick call in before we have to get to the break. Bruce in Wyandotte joins us now. Bruce, Merry Christmas to you. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Tony. Hey, yeah, I just been thinking about this. I've heard no one mention this, but, you know, it seems like during the health care debates, they were saying that, oh, that just promotes free riders, you know. And it seems to me right to work is them promoting free riding.
Yeah, imagine that. Well, first of all, as Bruce, as you know, the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, whichever way you want to look at it, obviously has provided health insurance to 30 million Americans that didn't have it, and it's only going to get better. Not to mention what it's done for our children who still can't find jobs in this economy. But let's, if we can, very quickly take a look at what you just said about right to work. Yeah, it is absolutely forcing a free-to-rider mentality onto a system that has worked to protect the middle class for decades. Bruce, I can't imagine for the life of me why anybody would be behind it. We've got to get to the break, so let's do that now. State Rep. Brandon Dillon on the other side. Folks, we've got some great stuff coming up this morning. Stay with us, stay motivated, stay positive, and let's start to win this fight. I'm Tony Trupiano. First Shift will continue right after we do this on 1310 WDTW. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
This traffic report brought to you by Xfinity Internet.
Looks like we're accumulating some heavy traffic on 75 southbound between Big Beaver Road and 8 Mile. Also, thank you, Tipster Kurt, for reporting that accident that's blocking the right shoulder on 96 eastbound after US 23. No word on how long the delay is in that area. I'm Ashley, and that is your total traffic update.
Xfinity Internet, where all of our lanes are fast lanes. Get started with Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Sign up today by calling 1-800-XFINITY.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to have a high of 39 with scattered showers throughout the day. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 37, and it's currently 34 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm Jesse Russell.
Michigan is on the path to becoming a right-to-work state after Republicans in the legislature fast-tracked bills on Thursday. Due to a rule that prevents both chambers from voting on the same legislation for 5 days, the soonest the measures can be sent to Governor Rick Snyder's desk is Tuesday. In November, Michiganders rejected a law passed in 2011 that gave emergency financial managers broad powers, which included the power to dissolve union contracts. In an effort to stop the right-to-work legislation from being repealed in a same way, Republicans inserted financial measures into the legislation. Deborah Nault is a registered nurse in Michigan, and she's seen firsthand the difference between having union representation and not.
Well, you know, having worked in the same institution in my career, I worked there in a non-union organization, and then when it became unionized. And there's a huge difference. I mean, we have a voice in the workplace. We have a voice in our staffing. You know, when something isn't right, you know, we can speak up without fear of being reprimanded. And it was not like that before. And so, that with right to work, you know, it's going to weaken unions. And, you know, we're not going to have that voice in the workplace, you know, that we enjoy now. And, you know, healthcare, you know, has become very, very complicated, you know, having been in this for over 30 years. It's just not as easy to be a nurse anymore. You know, in the olden days, you know, you didn't need as many nurses because the patients weren't as sick. There wasn't so much technology. There wasn't so much charting. I mean, now all of us are going, you know, to computer documentation and EMRs. I mean, there's just so much that's involved in nursing now that, you know, we just can't do it the way that we did it 15, 20 years ago. And so not to have a voice in what's happening in the workplace, I think is really going to hurt patient safety. You know, it can be costly. No, but you have to spend the money up front so that you don't, you know, run into problems in the long run. And I don't think that they always see it that way.
Major rallies are expected in downtown Lansing Monday and Tuesday in a last-ditch effort to convince the governor to not sign the bill into law. Snyder had previously said that right to work wasn't on his agenda, but in recent days said he felt the law is actually necessary due to voters voting out his emergency financial manager law.
Workers Independent News puts workers and their unions on the national radio news airwaves every day. To help keep labor's voice on the air, go to laborradio.org.
You've been listening to WIN, the Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter.
Follow us, like us,
love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet. Become informed. Learn the truth. Stand and be recognized. You are tuned in to WDTW 1310 AM. And it's time to get to work on First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back 35 minutes after 7 o'clock. As I shared yesterday on our Facebook page, the video of State Representative Brandon Dillon giving a passionately and truthfully delivered speech on the House floor the other day on why right to work was so wrong for Michigan, I was absolutely blown away at the response to his brand of truth. Well, we've reached out to Representative Dillon, and he joins us this morning. He currently represents Michigan's 75th House District out of Grand Rapids, and soon will be part of the leadership team that takes over in 2013 as the campaign chair. If he needed any more passion than he already had, well, I'm thinking this issue gave that to him. Representative Dillon, I can't thank you enough for joining us this morning and standing up for every working man and woman in the state of Michigan.
Well, thanks for having me, and I, I only wish that there were more people in our House chambers that were willing to listen to what is actually the truth about this legislation, but I know there's a lot of people out there and a lot of people around the state and around the country who are watching what we're doing and are, outraged at the way in which we're doing this and also the substance of this nonsense.
No, there's no question. There's no question. It's nonsense. And I know as I was watching that speech that you gave on the House floor, that passionate, that beautifully done speech. You know, and I got, and although you were holding notes, I'm thinking, Representative Dillon, most of that came from your heart.
Well, certainly did write a few notes, but I, this is an issue I've long felt, and I think the governor was absolutely right, was extremely divisive for Michigan. Once people really know what right to work for less is, I think they're pretty angry. When I've talked to, did a web chat with M Live at 4:30 last Friday, and even the reporter didn't even understand what this was. The assumption was, you go in to an employer that has union representation, and you can choose not to join the union and just go out and do it on your own. And I think that's the kind of misinformation that's put out there, is that you have that choice. And once people realize that this has nothing to do with that, it just is a way to allow them to freeload and to weaken the power of unions and take away their ability to collectively bargain. I think that strikes at people's basic sense of fairness. And that's really the thing that bothers me the most, is this is just, it really is allowing people to take advantage of other people who've worked very hard to be able to achieve something. And now billionaires who've, in the case of Dick DeVos, inherited his entire fortune, are out there making policy for the state of Michigan. It
it angers me.
Well, it angers a lot of people, and certainly there's been a lot of reporting, and not enough in my estimation, but there has been some reporting over the last few days that the DeVos family and the Koch brothers have been funding an effort to push Right to Work since 2007. And Representative Dillon, when you have all the money you could ever want and then a whole lot more, you can continue to sustain an effort like this over a five-year period of time and wait for the right opportunity as presented itself in 2010. And, you know, this idea, and I think what people are most angry about, and I think to put you in this category, is that the governor has been disingenuous, and in fact, many people, including myself, believe that he has been lying to us for the better part of 2 years or more.
Absolutely. I think he's been, I think the Free Press hit the nail on the head this week, and I wish they would have recognized this a little bit earlier, but, you know, the governor has, I will give him credit for one thing. He has been very shrewd at not tipping his hand about who he really is. But, you know, there's no doubt anymore that he's nothing but a partisan CEO political hack who takes orders from people like Dick DeVos and the Koch brothers. And, you know, he talked about how divisive the things that Scott Walker and John Kasich were doing. You know, he's gone above and beyond what they're doing. He's made it impossible to almost govern the state of Michigan going forward. And he's done it for no other reason than he takes orders from people who, as you said earlier, are billionaires who have the opportunity and the resources to just wait to strike when the iron's hot. And I just think it's, you know, it says a lot about him. He can't claim to be anything he ever was. You know, he's the only way he can call himself a nerd is that he's been allowed to be pushed around by a bully. And that's what happened.
I couldn't say it better myself. Representative Brandon Dillon is our guest, you know, from Grand Rapids. Many would say that the birthplace of Right to Work in its modern form was born right there on the west side of the state in Grand Rapids. It doesn't really matter where the impetus came from. We are facing tomorrow some great challenges and great choices. As you know, there are thousands of people scheduled to be there. I will be there as well. And in fact, I'd like to invite you. We'll be doing our show live from State Representative Harvey Santana's office tomorrow if you'd like to come by and say hello and get on the air again. But there are thousands of people, Representative Dillon, that are heading there. Now, we want there to be civil disobedience, but we want people to be careful. We don't want violence, but we certainly want our voices heard.
Absolutely, and it was really shameful last week when the Republicans, who had been hatching this plan behind closed doors for probably about 10 days while publicly the governor was out there saying, no, we'll have a thoughtful discussion on it. Well, apparently a thoughtful discussion is locking people out who want to have their voices heard and only listening to the people who agree with you. So I am hopeful tomorrow that people will be respectful, but I certainly expect them to be loud. I expect them to be angry, and I expect them to want to have their voices heard. And I know my House Democratic colleagues and I are going to be sensitive to that. And if the Capitol is locked out again and people are unable to get in the gallery, I suspect we're not going to want to participate in a sham vote. It really is. You know, this is getting to the level of, like, third world banana republics when the entire legislative effort is choreographed right down to who is able to even watch the proceedings.
Well, you know, not to mention, and I'm glad that you bring this up, not to mention that many in your own caucus have not been allowed to express themselves. Of course, there was no public comment allowed. And there won't be public comments allowed. And I don't know that it would even make a difference. But Representative Brandon Dillon, when you talk to your Republican colleagues, and we were led to believe that some of them were really struggling with this choice, it was clear after the votes on Thursday that there wasn't much of a struggle at all.
No, I think there's some. You know, I haven't talked to a lot of them. I mean, the ones that I am closest to geographically, I think it was a foregone conclusion that they were going to vote for this no matter what, given that, you know, I think some of them actually believe in this. But be that as it may, no, and I think they had to twist a few arms, and there were some who, given their, you know, ability to vote the way they want, probably would have done this. But I think that speaks even more about kind of legislators they are. If you can't stick up for your constituents, if you can't do the thing that you know is right because you're getting pressure from people like Dick DeVos, and then to go even a step further and not allow even the other side to read the bills before they're introduced, offer any amendments while they're on the floor, and then shut off debate while we're trying to allow people to get in the Capitol to see what's going on. You know, we may not make a difference tomorrow. In all likelihood, this is going to pass. It's going to get signed by the governor. But, you know, this is not the end of this fight. It's just the beginning. There's a lot of people out there, I think, who have finally been woken up to the fact that this governor, this legislature, has had an agenda to try to break the backs, not only of organized labor, but of the middle class. And people, over the long run, are not going to stand for it.
All right, State Representative Brandon Dillon, my guest. Let's take a quick phone call here before we run out of time and welcome Dave to the show. Dave, thanks for punching in with us this morning. You are on the air with Representative Brandon Dillon.
Good morning and good morning, Representative. I'm Dave. I'm with the Communication Workers of America. And I just would like to add into this discussion as people say, you know, this is a choice. People should be able to choose whether they want to be in a union or not. Well, right now they have that choice. They don't have to belong to the union. But everybody's forgetting this law allows that person who says, I don't need a union, allows that person who does not want to pay their fair share to reap all the benefits of the labor agreement. And not only that, federal law says the union has to represent this person. An arbitration case can cost between $10,000 to $35,000. A union would have to represent that person who chose not to pay into the union. And that's not fair. The Republicans aren't saying, this governor isn't saying, if you don't want to be in a union, then you shouldn't live under that labor agreement.
Well, Dave, thank you so much.
I just wanted to add that.
I appreciate that. Thanks so much for the call. Go ahead, Representative Dillon.
Well, I think that you strike right at the core of why this is so fundamentally unfair. There's the perception out there. I think that the opponents of the right to work, we call it right to freeload, put out there is that you just get to make that choice, and then you can go and be an at-will employee and strike the best deal on your own. And, you know, I heard Representative Shirky say this will make unions stronger by having to make their case. Well, what kind of case is it when an employee walks in and union comes up to them and says, here, we want you to join. Here's what you get, a collective bargaining agreement with higher wages and higher benefits. Workplace protections will represent you if you have a grievance, and it's going to cost you X dollars a month. And then the person says, well, what do I get if I don't pay the $50 a month?
Hmm.
Well, you get the collective bargaining agreement and all the benefits, the higher wages, the representation. It's not much of a choice for a lot of people. They're going to take the easy way out.
Absolutely. Let me, again, thank you for your passion and standing up for working people everywhere. I hope I get a chance to meet you tomorrow, Representative Dillon.
I'll look for you.
Thank you, Representative Brandon Dillon from the 75th House District in Grand Rapids. A quick break here, and we'll be back. I want to hear from you, folks. You've been way too quiet this morning. What's on your mind? 888-552-3595. We'll take that break, and we'll be back right after this.
Here comes Santa Claus. This is John Feigl from the Sugar Law Center for Economic and Social Justice in Detroit, Michigan, wishing everybody out there listening, Tony and all the folks at the station, a warm and happy holiday.
On 1310. WDTW.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized, with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family. And UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
I am Tony Trupiano. He is Kevin Moore, president of Teamsters Local 299.
And it just goes to show that boots on the ground and people at the voting polls, no matter if you make them stay 8-9 hours, this is America, and they tried voter suppression to keep people in line for 8-9 hours, elderly people. And you know what? They stood in line.
That's right.
They said, you're not going to steal this election from me. They tried to do everything in their power. Big money tried to do everything in their power. You can bet them 1%er sat home and got an absentee ballot and voted. They never waited no line. Them guys wouldn't stand in line for a cup of coffee.
On 1310 WDTW.
You're listening to Michigan's only live and local progressive talk radio show.
Give us a call.
1-888-552-3595.
Welcome back to First Shift
with Tony Trupiano.
It is 10 minutes before the top of the hour. Remind you, the chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party, Mark Brewer, in the next hour, as well as Chris Savage with thecollectiveblog.com in our blog roll segment as well. You are welcome to join us between now and the top of the hour as we are open lines. Would love to hear from you. What's on your mind? What do you think about the struggle? Are you headed to Lansing tomorrow as we are? I'd want to hear from you. 888-552-3595. We welcome Jerry in Farmington to the show. Jerry, thanks so much for punching in with us this morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Tony. Okay, I would say one brief point. Governor Snyder signs the bill tomorrow. We start the mechanics of the recall process the following day, Wednesday, in the state Senate. We can't touch the House till July 1, but we got three in the Senate. Number one, the guy that wrote this bill, Patrick Colbeck, who represents like Canton and western Wayne County. Number two, Randy Richardville. And number three, Mike Kowal.
I'm all for that, Jerry. And these are, with the exception, well, actually, Richardville's Monroe, right?
Yes, he is, Monroe County. Now, incidentally, Randy Richardville, believe it or not, was a union member at one time, Utility Workers of America. I believe he worked at Consumers Energy.
But Jerry, we should actually remind people of another thing. There are labor, the construction trades actually endorsed Randy Richardville for his current seat. So I can't imagine labor's terribly happy with him. And my sources.
No, one time, like he was in the state house, and back we had our unemployment bill that we're currently under in 2002. He came up with a reasonable bill out of the House. This is a guy the building trades used to be able to work with. When he was in the House, he headed the House Labor Committee, House Labor Education Committee, and he was halfway reasonable. You know, you could come up with a reasonable compromise with him, but that's certainly not the case now since he's Senate Majority Leader.
Yeah, that's very true, Jerry. Well, I know that there's already talk of recall. In fact, somebody had sent me an email yesterday that they got a robocall about recalling a state rep, and the name escapes me right now, but it wasn't one of the names that you mentioned. Jerry, this is going to get very ugly very fast, and we have to make sure that we're going to show up for the fight and that we don't give an inch.
Yes, I will see you up in Lansing. I will be up there tomorrow morning. I'll get up there bright and early.
Wonderful. Make sure you say hello, Jerry. I would love to meet you.
I drop in 5 to 10 at Santana's office, and thank you for everything you do, Tony.
Thank you, Jerry. I appreciate it. 888-552-3595. Where the hell is everyone this morning? Are you wearing red today in a show of solidarity? I also want to remind you very quickly, not very quickly, very slowly, in fact. Rainbow Push today is part of a consortium of agencies that are asking Senator Debbie Stabenow to fight for citizens everywhere and to protect Detroiters from fiscal cuts. You'll remember that the Reverend D. Alexander Bullock talked about this on the show on Friday. Today at 11 a.m. Outside of Senator Stabenow's district office, which is at 243 West Congress, there will be a consortium of groups, including Rainbow Push, One Michigan, Ministerial Alliance Against the Digital Divide, Ken Harris, who's the president of the Michigan Black Chamber of Commerce, and others, to just remind Senator Debbie Stabenow the importance of staying strong. It's not like she's against us. She is not against us. I'm not suggesting that in any way, shape, or form. But if you have time and you can get out there today at 11 o'clock, please feel free to do that. It was Joe Hume. Thank you. Christine Berry actually is the one that sent me that from bloggingformichigan.com. It was Joe Hume, Senator Joe Hume, who the robocall went out for. Thank you so much, Christine. I'm glad that you sent that to me. Man, my head was so full yesterday. I talked to Joe. Joe, what time did you and I talk yesterday? It was in the morning, right? Was it early afternoon? I don't even remember.
It was about early afternoonish.
And then I was burned out. And then the funny thing is I said, you just can't imagine all the emails I'm getting. And Joe says, I was just about to tell you, hey, man, just relax. People need you. I know people need me. But, oh, my God, this is just getting a little bit insane. Joe, I got to tell you, in all of the years that I have done talk radio, which is almost 20 years now, I have never seen anything quite as in September 11th is a little different. Well, it's a lot different. We're not comparing apples to apples, and I don't want to do that. But I've never seen an issue quite as intense as the one we have now, with people from all walks of life, people from both union and non-union households, really standing in solidarity against something that the vast majority of people don't want. This is insane. What is the legislature thinking?
I mean, pretty much they've been plotting under the radar forever. They're thinking we're going to finish you guys off and there isn't anything you can do about it. And, you know, they don't really think about the people anywhere in the process. That's for sure. What they're not thinking about is us.
Well, you're right. It's not, maybe that's the better point, is not what they are thinking of, but what they are not thinking of. And they are not thinking about us. A quick reminder, Auntie and I are going to head up to Lansing this afternoon. We're going to be setting up our remote studios in State Representative Harvey Santana's house office, and I can't thank him enough for offering that space to us. It is quite a gift, and we do appreciate it. And then afterwards, I have been asked to MC the rally for tomorrow. So very much looking forward to being involved in this, what I believe is an historic day. If you're not going, and I realize some of you can't, and I'm not criticizing those that can't, if you're not going, you're going to be missing a lot. All right, let's go to the phones and welcome Jacqueline to First Shift. Jacqueline, thanks so much for punching in with us this morning, and happy holidays to you.
Hello, am I on?
Yes, Jacqueline, you're on the air.
It's Kathleen.
Oh, sorry. Kathleen, that's all right.
Yeah, I was at the Senate session on Thursday. I was one of the few that when they broke at 11 and we're going to reconvene at 1, most people went to lunch, of course, got locked out, but I was in there. And one of the people who I found appalling and disgusting, and I posted it all over my Facebook page, Senator Jack Brandenburg of Harrison Township.
Yeah, Kathleen, tell people what he was doing during this historic moment. This is going to blow their minds, Kathleen.
Yes, it is. He had his feet propped up on his desk the entire time, reading the newspaper, didn't put his newspaper down maybe a few seconds here and there, had his feet kicked back in his chair. I have pictures on my Facebook of him. When we were warned a couple times because we made noise and we weren't supposed to, and every time anyone made any noise, he would spin around in his chair with his feet still kicked up on his desk and wave goodbye to us. He didn't even have the common courtesy to show some respect to his own fellow constituents when they were speaking. And, you know, I'm 54 years old, but I don't think anybody ever hit this guy in the back of the head and said, sit up straight and pay attention.
Well, you know, Kathleen, I don't believe you're 54 years old. You're going to have to show me some ID because I believe I've met you. Don't I know you as Kitty?
Yep, I'm the Grim Reaper.
That's what I thought. Okay, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Reaper Rick.
Yep, I appreciate that. Kathleen, we've got to take a break for the top of the hour. Anthony, sorry we couldn't get to your call. And I appreciate the call, Kathleen, a great deal. I'll make sure that I post her picture. She sent it to me. I'll make sure I post to the Facebook page a little later on today. Everybody stay where they're at. Mark Brewer on the other side. Folks, we are just getting warmed up here on First Shift. Are you ready? Are you headed up to the state capitol? You better be.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Looks like things are starting to pick up a little bit out there for your Monday morning drive to work. Watch out on 75 southbound between Rochester Road and 8 Mile. Looks like a 15 to 20 minute delay. Also, Lapeer Road between 75 and Brown. If you're going northbound, about a 5 minute delay right there. And that previously reported accident on 96 westbound at Greenfield Road has been cleared. I'm Ashley, and that's your total traffic update.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to have a high of 39 with scattered showers throughout the day. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 37, and it's currently 34 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
1310 WDTW.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift with Tony Trupiano right here on 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this top of the hour NBC News.
NBC News Radio, I'm Jim McLeshevsky. A daring rescue, but at a tragic cost. Dr. Dilip Joseph in Afghanistan on a humanitarian mission, heading home now after being held by the Taliban. But NBC's Atiya Bawi says the raid to free him cost the life of an elite member of U.S. Special Forces.
His identity has not yet been released, but he is being labeled a hero by the top brass in Washington, including Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta and President Barack Obama.
USA Today reporting the number of U.S. deaths in Afghanistan on track to decline sharply this year. More Republican lawmakers conceding that tax rates for the wealthy will have to rise as part of a deal to avoid the fiscal cliff. On Wall Street, concerns about a government crisis in Italy have stock futures lower. And to your health, beer lovers, turns out brewski is good for you, according to a Japanese study that finds beer can boost the immune system and even fight a virus linked to bronchitis. This is NBC News Radio. Call it a Christmas present from Big Oil. America's gas pains are easing up, finally, after paying all-time highs for gasoline in 2012. NBC's Tom Costello says there's a reason for the price fall.
Demand always drops during the winter, and we're driving more fuel-efficient cars today. But also, importantly, America is using nearly 700,000 fewer barrels of oil each year than we did back in 2007.
Analysts say the price at the pump currently, $3.34 for regular, will hit $3.20 or less in the next 3 weeks. Skyfall, still sky high at the box office. The James Bond flick reclaimed the top spot, grossing $11 million over the weekend to increase its total to $261 million. Rise of the Guardians and Breaking Dawn Part 2 were the runners-up. And coffee connoisseurs, here comes Black Ivory, the most expensive and perhaps the strangest cup of joe in the world. Made from beans that are digested and excreted by elephants, Black Ivory selling for $50 a cup. I'm Jim McLeshevsky, NBC News Radio.
Marcel Tolkowski invented the ideal cut diamond in 1919. Find yours today at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared.
The ideal cut unlocks the true beauty of the diamond. Invented by Tolkowski, perfected by Tolkowski. And our expert staff can help you create the perfect ring by guiding you through our incredible selection of diamonds at Jared today.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
The Home Depot Project Loan is a simple way to put big projects within reach. You not only get no payments and no interest for 6 months, you also get the flexibility of paying it off anytime. So whether it's new flooring or a whole new kitchen, the Project Loan makes it easy and we make it possible. Get started now. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
A big television name and a big online name have shaken hands on a cross-promotion deal. NBC, which is trying to grow its NBC Sports cable enterprise online, and Yahoo Sports, which is trying to get more promotion on television, are now loosely tying their properties together. The head of NBC Sports expects the joint effort will become the number one sports property on the Internet, topping ESPN and Sports Illustrated. Though numbers of hits at both sides will be counted together, this is not a merger of Yahoo and NBC Sports. The final meeting of the Fed Reserve Open Market Committee, a two-day gathering, starts tomorrow. Most are betting that Ben Bernanke and company will opt to launch a new round of monetary stimulus measures in the form of bond repurchases to keep the economy growing. Reports show fiscal cliff fear has helped slow it down, especially in recent weeks. Stock futures slipping a bit. S&P futures down 3, NASDAQ futures off 6, and early electronic trades, oil futures gaining $0.5 a barrel. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
How would you like to try a sales-generating tool for your business that is so good at locating qualified leads it's been called best of the breed? If your business thrives on selling to other businesses, then get ready for a toll-free number and a free trial offer that could literally revolutionize your sales. Hoovers, a D&B company, has developed a powerful tool to connect you to qualified buyers for your product or service that is fast and easy. No more wasting time getting leads manually. No more pre-configured lists of names that don't fit your business. Hoover's advanced targeting technology helps you reach the market that will be most receptive to your product or service. For a limited time, Hoover's would like to offer their radio listeners 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial.
Just call 800-239-0011. That's a free trial and 50 free leads. Call now. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. Again, 800-239-0011.
Are you looking for a temporary job in accounting or finance? If so, Account Temps is looking for you. Account Temps offers a large selection of temporary employment opportunities, so we'll match you with the job that fits your skills. If it's full-time you're after, Account Temps has an excellent record placing our temporaries in positions that become full-time. And Account Temps could get you working in as little as one day. So, what are you waiting for? Visit us at AccountTemps.com for an office near you. Account Temps, a Robert Half company.
Why having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm.
I want to buy these boots. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, Kate, your discount double check saved you about $150. Enough to get them.
Hey, what about me? I don't have State Farm, but insurance give me money.
52. There's no bones for you.
Ooh, good luck with the leprechaun.
Really?
Kiss me.
Gross.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. Find an agent at statefarm.com to help with unexpected savings. That's good.
As you grab your time card and get ready to punch in, and as you dedicate another day to honoring your contract and your commitment to quality,
maybe it's time to reinforce to your boss and your elected representatives that they owe you for continuing to make their lives easier.
And that it is the work that you do that rewards them for the work that they do.
That it is because of you that progress is made.
That your sacrifices and your willingness to change help them grow.
And now it's time to honor what you have done.
And what you have done cannot be ignored any longer.
You will now raise your voice.
Your voice is now. First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome, everybody. I am Tony Trupiano on a historic, at the beginning of a historic week for all Michiganders, whether you are going to be there in spirit at the state capitol tomorrow or be there in person. We need to show uncommon solidarity. As we have mentioned, we will be doing the show live from Representative Harvey Santana's office beginning at 6 a.m. and we'll be there till 10. And I am honored to have been asked to emcee the rally after the morning show is over with. Now, we have a lot to get to. We've got some calls coming in already, and I promise we're going to get to everything. But let's go ahead and get our intro out of the way so we can get going on this important hour.
The leading voice for the Democratic Party in Michigan, an architect of progressive victory.
But there was some hope at the beginning of the year that Snyder was a moderate. But in fact, he has proposed and signed legislation that John Engler never even considered when he was governor 10 years ago. He does it with a smile, but believe me, the quality of government here is far worse.
It's time for Monday Mornings with Chairman Mark Brewer.
And we turn our attention now to the chairman himself, and welcome him back to First Shift on what I said was is an historic week. Mark, again, I want to continue to thank you for your leadership. I appreciate you being with us on Friday. But here we go again, Mark. Another week, lots of important things in front of us, and again, appreciate the leadership.
Oh, you're welcome, Tony, and thank you for all that you're doing to be a part of this. The solidarity that people are showing is absolutely amazing. I had several stops around the state over the weekend since we last spoke, and the anger, the passion that is out there is just extraordinary. And we're going to see that tomorrow, and I'm sure we're going to see a lot more of it over the next 2 years as people react to this anti-middle class, this anti-union agenda that has now become crystallized in the last few days here.
Well, there's no question, and we've been quite upfront and honest, that really this week, today, tomorrow begins a process, Mark. It doesn't begin and end with showing up tomorrow. It begins with showing up tomorrow, and we are going to need passionate people to continue to be steadfast and show their commitment for democracy and the middle class to sustain what must be ongoing pressure to eliminate the Republicans that are dragging us back by the hair decades, Mark.
Oh, yeah, there's no question, Tony. I mean, we're going to do everything we can, we have been, to try to stop this from happening, but if it happens, that is not the end of the fight. It is just the beginning. In the end, this is all about politics. It's all about who you elect to office. Snyder clearly lied to us when he ran in 2010 about what a moderate he would be, about how he would care about everybody, saying right to work was not on his agenda. And then we get this tremendous flip-flop of last week. We also now clearly see what the Republican agenda is in this state, that the dicta bosses and the corporate bosses of the world are calling the shots here. They're the ones that are in charge, and they're doing exactly what you said, Tony. They're dragging us backwards, you know, back toward the 19th century in what is going to be and what is already a very ugly and divisive fight, but we are not going to shy away from that fight.
Absolutely. Mark, let's go to the phones. I want to welcome Linda in Oxford to First Shift and want to wish you a Merry Christmas, Linda, and you're on the air with the chairman, Mark Brewer. And Linda hung up. Okay. She must have thought we weren't going to get to her. You know, Mark, certainly we'll come back and talk about tomorrow a little later on, but there are some other things going on, and I don't want people to be blindsided, although I've certainly mentioned this stuff. I've been, of course, fairly consumed by the Right to Work for Less, a movement that mounted last week. The president, in fact, will be in the state of Michigan, just actually a couple miles from my house. In just a little while, he came out with a statement on Friday, absolutely disgusted by what the state legislature has done. But he's not just here to talk about Right to Work. In fact, he's here to talk to us about some fiscal sanity. And if people would listen, we could probably start moving forward.
That's right, Tony. I mean, even as we're fighting this very important fight, and we greatly appreciate the president's strong statement of support last week, he will be in the state today to continue the fight that's going on in Washington to make sure that we not only avoid the fiscal cliff, but it's done in a responsible way, which doesn't gut Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid and important programs. And we make sure that the wealthy in this country pay their fair share toward resolving our debt and deficit problems. So, as always, we're incredibly honored they have the president in the state. You know, obviously, we're very pleased. We did so well. We carried the state by almost 10 points for Barack Obama just over a month ago now. But, yeah, it's a great honor to have him here today. But that is an important fight in Washington that we cannot forget. We've got to do more than one thing at once here as progressives. We've got to be able to juggle a lot of balls, a lot of issues at the same time. And this is a very important one that we can't take our eye off.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk about some of those issues here in just a moment. I will let people know, because there is some good news, as well as the president visit in and of itself. It's my understanding that Daimler Chrysler is going to announce today a new round of hires, and we could really use that news about now.
Well, that's right. But again, you look at that and tie that back to the fight we're fighting. It is only because of labor management cooperation and working together in the auto industry that the auto industry is where it is today. And it would not be where it is without, you know, the great leadership and the sacrifice of the UAW and its members because of everything they have done to bring that industry back. And while that cooperation is now bearing fruit in the form of jobs and, you know, benefit payments and other kinds of things. At the same time, we see the Republicans in Lansing trying to tear down the very foundation of that economic progress. I mean, it makes no sense whatsoever. This right-to-work drive is not going to create more jobs in this state, just the opposite.
No, there's no question that's true. And Mark, before we get to the break, as I said, as we are busy focusing on right-to-work, the legislature has been busy not just trying to drag us back decades with right-to-work legislation, but certainly this is, I would venture to guess, the most anti-women legislature we have ever known in the state of Michigan, and they are attempting to pass a series of anti-women bills that would be devastating for women, especially those that are in greatest need.
That's right. Their attacks on women and women's rights continue, Tony. We've got legislation pending that would essentially regulate women's health centers out of existence in this state. They want to limit access to abortion for women in rural areas, prevent private insurance from covering any abortion services. And after all they've done to hurt kids in this state, getting rid of the earned income tax credit, cutting funding for public education, they have the audacity to propose a tax credit for fetuses. I mean, it's just amazing and outrageous, Tony, what's going on there. But again, as Democrats, as progressives, while we've got to fight this important right-to-work fight, we cannot take our eye off all of these other important issues. And so as folks are up here today and tomorrow and the rest of this week, we've got to make sure to talk to these legislators about this outrageous anti-women legislation that they're trying to push through as well.
You know, Mark, I've got to ask, although I asked you this question last week, because the volume has been turned way up since last Monday, and it has. Have you ever seen a lame duck session this out of control and so partisan as the one we're mired in right now?
No, not at all. I mean, this is, you know, as you've said several times, historic in so many ways in terms of the attempted rollback here, the radical, extreme corporate agenda that we are seeing trying to be implemented here as their window closes on trying to get this stuff done. No. I mean, we've had lame ducks where there have been important issues, important legislation, but not, you know, attacks on public education, attacks on collective bargaining, attacks on women again and again and again over the last couple of weeks. This is an historic lame duck.
We're going to, after the break, and we're almost up against the break, we're going to come back and talk about some of the other legislation. I do want to just briefly bring up, you've got a press conference this afternoon to kind of give Mark, if you will, some history to how the fight got to where it's at today, and an ongoing effort by corporate special interests to fund, and it would to me be a waste of dollars, but I guess when you're a billionaire it doesn't matter, you know, to fund the fight that now is in front of us. This has really been egregious behavior.
Yeah, Tony, it's very clear based on evidence we have uncovered that this is not about Proposal 2. This doesn't just happen spontaneously in the last few weeks or few months. This has been a multi-year effort by corporate interests here in Michigan and nationally to make Michigan a right-to-work state. And this morning at, excuse me, this afternoon at a 2 o'clock press conference, we're going to unveil that information and get right to the heart of what is going on here. There's nothing more than corporate CEOs and corporations attacking the rights of workers and collective bargaining in this state.
Well, we'll look forward to, maybe not look forward is the right phrase, but certainly we'll look forward to getting that information. Very quickly before we get to the break, and we are going to get to the break here, Mark, you've seen the governor's response to people that are writing him with regard to right to work, saying this is pro-worker and doesn't affect health and safety at all. Mark, those are lies.
Oh, yeah, it's a dumb thing. I mean, just like he lied to us about not being interested in pursuing right to work over the last 2 years. Yeah, I mean, this is all the typical kind of corporate rhetoric that you get in this kind of situation. He is not concerned about workers' rights or workers' freedom, workers' choice in the workplace. This is all about implementing a corporate agenda, attacking the rights of all of us in this state.
All right. Mark Brewer, stay right where you're at. Mark Brewer, chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party. We've got to take a quick break here. We come back. Other legislation that is front and center that you need to know about, and you do need to know about it. The war on education continues. I'm Tony Trupiano. First Shift continues right after this on 1310 WDTW.
Hi, everyone. This is Harvey Santana, state representative. I want to wish you and your families a happy holiday season. I want to let you know how much I love you, care for you, and how hard we're working for you in Lansing to get our government back to work.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
Looks like things are starting to pick up a little bit out there for your Monday morning drive to work. Watch out on 75 southbound between Rochester Road and 8 Mile. Looks like a 15 to 20 minute delay. Also, Lapeer Road between 75 and Brown. If you're going northbound, about a 5 minute delay right there. And that previously reported accident on 96 westbound at Greenfield Road has been cleared. I'm Ashley, and that's your total traffic update.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to have a high of 39 with scattered showers throughout the day. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 37, and it's currently 34 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have that peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
We want to hear from you. Interact with First Shift. Find our First Shift with Tony Trupiano Facebook page. Tweet us at Tony, T-R-U-P-I-A-N-O. Or call us now, 1-888-552-3595. Now, back to the show and Tony.
All right, welcome back. 22 minutes after 8 o'clock, the chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party, Mark Brewer, is our guest, as he is every Monday morning at this time. Mark, we have, you know, been talking about other pieces of legislation. One of them looks very much like a school voucher program, which the voters of the great state of Michigan resoundingly turned down just a few years back. Yet this certain legislature, I guess they feel that since they've got some muscle to flex, are trying to, again, force down our throats legislation that we've already given voice to that we've said we didn't want.
Yeah, you're right, Tony. Voters in the state have turned down vouchers at the polls at least twice in the last 40 years, resoundingly both times. But yet we still have these proposals by the right wing, supported by Snyder, to basically, another attempt to put vouchers in place. This attempt would enable not only religious schools and private schools to get money, but we would see for-profit schools being able to, you know, skim money off the top, money that should go to the education of our kids. All of this without any oversight, with no standards in terms of educational achievement or requirements. Very, very dangerous piece of legislation that, again, the Republicans and the right wing are trying to slip through the legislature here in lame duck.
Oh, and again, and I hate to do this, folks, but if you're paying attention, the next few are going to get at you as well, as they should. The Educational Assistance Authority, or Achievement Authority, Mark, as you well know, is something that not only the Michigan PTA is against, teachers are against, superintendents are against, and it's fascinating as word spread over the last couple of weeks about the EAA. Again, everybody seems to be against it, which seems to be, I don't know, a starting flag for the Republican legislature to say, well, then why don't we do it?
That's right. I mean, that piece of legislation, Tony, has got the kind of bipartisan and nonpartisan opposition you've just indicated. School superintendents, school administrators, parents all say, you know, this is nothing more than another opportunity for public education to be weakened, if not destroyed, in this state. This bill would actually require, Tony, that public schools be sold to these private charter operators. So, again, you've got the public schools, you know, essentially subsidizing these charter schools by having to sell their facilities and so forth. It's just an outrageous, you know, power grab by these folks who support these schools, which have not been shown to do any better job educating our kids than our public schools. So rather than investing in public education, these right-wingers want to divert that money to these profiteers. And that's, again, something we've got to keep an eye on and make sure we stop during this lame duck session.
Well, but talk about nonpartisan. When people learn, as I've educated people on this EAA issue, as people learn, Mark, that tax dollars, Michigan tax dollars, will seriously and simply go to out-of-state companies that run charter schools, they are 100% against the EAA. They don't want our public tax dollars going out of state.
Well, that's right. And, again, what we see here going on, whether it's with Right to Work, Tony, the attacks on choice we talked about, or all these attacks on education, the Republicans are trying to sneak this through, you know, when people aren't paying attention and, you know, implement their agenda, because they know that once public attention is drawn to their agenda, it will die. There is not public support for any one of these proposals. That's why we're seeing these sneaky last-minute attempts to get this done in lame duck.
Well, we've got two more, and perhaps, not perhaps, both of them are, one of them we clearly have said no to resoundingly. The other one is not getting support at all. Again, bipartisan support not to do it, and that is, of course, the repeal of the personal property tax, Mark, eliminating it and replacing it. And the biggest problem with this, we still don't have a full plan on what would replace it and how it would work.
Oh, no, all we've got, Tony, are a bunch of promises, and given how given how Governor Snyder lied to us last week, anybody believes any promises out of this administration, I've got a bridge to sell you in Brooklyn. The repeal of this tax would be another gift to the corporations in this state who haven't produced a single job with the $2 billion tax cut they got in early 2011. And it would devastate our schools and our local units of government who depend upon this money to fund the basic services like police and fire. And there has been no indication, no reliable promise made that this money will be replaced. It's another gift to the corporate bosses who are running the legislature and obviously Governor Snyder at this point. Again, something that there's been almost unanimous bipartisan opposition throughout there, Tony, by Republican mayors. Republicans are active in the school districts, whether they're on school boards or their school administrators. And the only folks that seem to be in favor of this are the corporate bosses who are running the Michigan legislature.
And if you don't have enough to shake your head at this morning, Mark, we've got the Whopper. We virtually guaranteed by virtue of the election on November 6th, that Public Act 4, which was the emergency manager law, was struck down and banished from the books. Well, what does this legislature do? They reintroduce emergency manager rule once again in the legislature, Mark. And again, while we're busy focusing on right to work, they're busy giving it to us every chance they can.
Well, that's right, Tony. I mean, this bill looks a lot different than PA4, but it's essentially the same undemocratic approach to dealing with these local problems. Like they say, you can put lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig. And that's exactly what this bill is. Nobody should be fooled that somehow this is significantly different from PA4. It leaves all the control in the hands of the governor's office and the managers that he appoints. It's undemocratic and is lacking in local cooperation input as PA4 was. It's a slap in the face of the voters. It very clearly said no to the undemocratic approach of PA4, but with the arrogance of the folks we've got operating in Lansing now, they don't seem to care. Again, try to sneak this through, saying, oh, it looks different, it looks different. But once you take a look at it, you will discover it is no different from what PA4 tried to do.
Absolutely. Well, it's not like we don't have our hands full. We do. But it doesn't mean that we don't have a voice, Mark. Just in the 60 seconds we have left, how important is it that people show up at the Capitol tomorrow?
Very important, Tony. And even if they can't show up, there's lots of other ways they can show solidarity. They can, write and email their legislators. They particularly should be thanking those Democratic legislators that stood up last week and will stand up tomorrow. We need to make sure that the Democrats and even those few Republicans who stood up last week against right to work know we are grateful for that and we continue to stand with them. But we also got to make sure that the other side, the folks who are going to push this through in the next few days, understand that we are watching and we are not giving up. And this is just the beginning of the fight. Not the end.
All right. Mark, as always, I appreciate it. We'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow at the Capitol.
Thank you, Tony.
Mark Brewer, chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party. And again, you're going to find them online at MichiganDems.com. Chris Savage with Eclectablog.com when our blog roll segment rolls on just after this break. Stay with us. We've got more to get to right after this.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
It appears that there's a little bit of a situation on 23 northbound before Geddes Road. An accident has both shoulders blocked, and traffic is backed up about 20 to 25 minutes. You may want to seek an alternate route. Also, some stop and go on 75 southbound between Rochester Road and 8 Mile. I'm Ashley, and that's your total traffic update.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to have a high of 39 with scattered showers throughout the day. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 37, and it's currently 34 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Let me turn my attention now to Special Assistant to President Al Garrett at AFSCME Council 25, Ed McNeil.
We specifically signed this agreement on February the 1st of this year, and we ratified this agreement in March. They could have put this agreement in place that the unions had did, which would have annually saved the city $180.2 million. You wouldn't be in this game that they're playing, that they're just playing this game with people's lives and with the citizens of the city of Detroit.
On 1310 WDTW.
John Boehner is in a hot huff, fuming so furiously that he'd be red-faced were it not for that eerie orange-toned tan that he constantly has. The Republican House Speaker is angry that President Obama won't play Boehner ball with him in their ongoing altercation over ways to reduce the federal deficit. The GOP leader's pitch to Obama is that the deficit hole should be filled by cutting government spending and eliminating some tax deductions, not, most emphatically not, by increasing taxes on corporations and the rich, even by so little as a dime. But this is an EFAS pitch, a soccer ball. The trick is that Boehner and company want Democrats and the general public to agree to massive cuts without telling us which programs and deductions they would sacrifice. So far, Obama is refusing to go for this game of Boehner ball, instead standing firm and calmly saying to him, "If you want to spare the rich any burden and only cut back on regular folks, don't expect me to do your dirty work for you. Make your pitch and take political responsibility for the pain you would cause." Oh, the huffing and puffing that ensued. "We've put a serious offer on the table," wailed Boehner to the right-wing friendlies interviewing him on Fox TV. Only, he hadn't. Not one specific cut had been named. So Obama still refused to be suckered into playing Boehner's game. This is Jim Hightower saying, with polls showing rising public scorn for his pitiful performance, Boehner has finally been forced to try another pitch. But even with a do-over, he balked. His latest proposal cuts $1.2 trillion from federal programs and eliminates $800 billion in tax exemptions, but still doesn't tell us which ones. As Casey Stengel asked the players of a terrible ball club he once managed, "Can't anyone here play this game?"
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit HightowerLowdown.org.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Got something to tell Tony? We want to hear from you. Find our First Shift with Tony Trupiano Facebook page. Or call us now, 1-888-552-3595. Let your voice be heard on First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now, back to the show and Tony.
Welcome back. 35 minutes after 8 o'clock. I'm going to just go right into our intro because Chris and I have a lot to get to. So let's go ahead, guys.
Leading the charge for online truth and a vision that transcends the minutiae and delivers information that impacts us all.
There's plenty of folks out there that feel pretty strongly about this. Even though labor may not be formally involved, you know, I guarantee there's going to be a lot of folks out there that are disgusted with what's been going on with the Snyder administration.
Welcome back to First Shift, this week's blog roll.
The next hard part starts. We have to get people to vote for this repeal, and I guarantee you there'll be money flooding into not a state to fight against it.
From the Collect a Blog, Chris Savage.
And we do welcome back my brother, Chris Savage, from eclectablog.com in our blog roll segment this week. And, my brother, it is so great to have you with us. I don't
great
even
to be
know,
here, Tony.
I really don't know where to begin, brother.
Yeah, it's been keeping me busy, I'll tell you that. It's been all RTW all the time lately. Thing is, it's not. That's the crazy thing about it, is that while they're creating this giant kerfuffle of a right to work for less, they're also running through some pretty egregious anti-woman legislation, the emergency manager laws. You know, the replacement law for that has been passed out of committee. So there's all kinds of stuff going on.
Now, there's no question. In fact, we just had Mark Brewer on the show, as you know, and he walked through, I believe it was 7 pieces of legislation that have been slipped in under almost unnoticed, not by you, of course. But almost unnoticed by folks because, well, it's understandable when you get to a very emotional issue, when you've got a governor that's lied to you and you can now prove it, when you have hardworking people that all they want to do is be left alone and then they're, you know, sold a piece of goods as if it's something that's actually going to be positive to them when they know nothing but the opposite is true. It's kind of hard to pay attention to everything else that's going on, Chris.
It really is. And I have to, you know, well, the main media sources have been covering stuff. I just feel like there's been a little bit of a overlook some of the more, you know, outrageous things that are going on, really. I mean, there's money coming in from out of state. I put up a piece this morning. There's a group in Wisconsin that's been funding the Mackinac Center and the Americans for Prosperity, and, you know, they're pretty single-minded goal is to make Michigan a right-to-work state. So, you know, this isn't just what's going on in Michigan, and certainly Dick DeVos has had a major role to play, but there's money coming in from out of state too, so this is this is a battle that's being engaged by, you know, groups from around the country.
Well, I'm sure you received the press release from the Michigan Democratic Party. They're doing a press conference at 2 o'clock this afternoon, connecting some right to work dots by corporate CEOs that are going to take us back to 2007, Chris. And although we certainly asked the chairman about that, he'll detail all of that at 2 o'clock this afternoon. But this is not the kind of stuff that's going to come as a surprise to those of us that have been paying attention. What is perhaps a bit more confusing, and I'll just be honest about it. What's perhaps a bit more confusing is this idea, because I'm getting these emails that people really don't feel their voice matters anymore. And Chris, I'd like you to address that. Does it matter if people show up tomorrow? Does it matter if they write? Does it matter if they call?
I think it does. I think we need to make a big splash. I mean, what happened in Wisconsin, although they didn't ultimately recall Walker, it just shined a huge spotlight on it. And what I've learned is that the stuff that we do at the local level bounces out to the national stage, if you will. You know, people like, you know, MSNBC pick it up, and some of the major national networks pick it up, and then it bounces back to Michigan and gets people fired up again because they realize that they're, you know, the country's looking at us. So it's important that we send a message out that we're not putting up with this garbage and that there's going to be, you know, a political price to pay for these Republicans that are doing what they're doing. And, you know, they're going to. They're obviously having to do this now because they know that they're losing, you know, there's 5 or 6 seats in January. And they can't afford to have, you know, any Republicans peeling off. So they've got to get this stuff through now so that they can, you know, because they did have a few Republicans that voted against right to work. But, you know, they're doing that for political reasons. And they won't have that luxury after January. So they've got to do this stuff now. We've got to keep shining the light on it, making sure that it's known nationally.
Well, it's certainly, and I expect thousands of people at the Capitol tomorrow. I don't think I'm overemphasizing it.
But,
I do think that there will be thousands of people there tomorrow. We all know, and we've said this repeatedly throughout the morning, that this is the beginning of this fight, not the end of it. We were fortunate enough to have Representative Brandon Dillon on this morning. And Chris, I don't know if you saw the speech he gave on the House floor. Just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, that was brilliant. We've got some great leaders stepping up, people like him and Gretchen Whitmer and others who are really, you know, being a solid voice for people. So, you know, we just have to get their backs, make sure that they know that we're supporting them, you know, amplify their message out there. And I just want to make sure that people are aware tomorrow that they're shutting down streets all around the Capitol. So if you get there, you're going to have to be aware of that. There's a link in my latest blog post to the streets that are going to be closed. Dress warm, wear really comfortable shoes, be prepared for cold weather, but layer it up so that you can take stuff off and put stuff on if you need to because of the weather. If they lock people out, it's going to get cold out there. So be prepared for all of that stuff. But go there, be aware, you know, be heard and be seen. And, you know, if people are passing around clipboards to get organized, which I'm really hoping they're going to, and I think they're going to, sign up, get your name on some lists. Find out how you can get involved because we can't, as you say, this is the beginning of it. We can't allow this to continue without serious, serious pushback.
If you go to eclectablog.com, you're going to see a picture that was taken by the very beautiful and talented Ann Savage. And there's a caption on that picture. It's a picture of the State House, Chris. And it says, Michigan, and quoting Representative Brandon Dillon, this is where democracy goes to die. A beautiful picture and unfortunately true sentiment.
It is. That picture's actually gone pretty viral on Facebook right now, so I encourage people to share it around. Another thing you're going to see on there is we've got a banner ad up at the top with some orange lettering. We've got a petition going where you can sign a petition at Democracy for America to, you know, to voice your opinion on this matter. We encourage people to sign that petition because, you know, we just need to be heard on all fronts. And there's also a signon.org petition on the right-hand sidebar. So sign all these petitions and, you know, show up at these events, get organized. When people ask you to go to phone banks, the AFL-CIO is doing phone banks. You know, get involved with this stuff because if we don't, they're going to write our destiny for us. And we cannot afford to have that happen.
No, there's no question that is true, and that I really do want to encourage people to share that picture, and I'll post it a little later on. But
Did you see the Wisconsin Iron Workers are going to be coming out on tomorrow to help us out?
Yes, I did.
Show us out in solidarity. I think that's just absolutely great. You know, and we're going to get, you know, the Republicans are going to go, oh, they're union thugs, they're busting in, you know, they're friends from out of state. Well, you know what? We understand what solidarity means, and we understand that we need to stand by each other. So I'm not going to be ashamed of that. I'm going to be proud of the fact that, you know, our battle here is a battle that everybody should be fighting. And this is a virus. If it catches hold in Michigan, which it looks like it's going to, then it's going to start moving elsewhere. And, you know, we've already seen it in other places, and it's just going to continue to go on. So we need to be having seen this as a national battle. And we do need to have people coming in from out of state to support us. And I think that's a good thing, not a bad thing.
Well, absolutely, Chris. And, I mean, doesn't it make sense? I mean, shouldn't it make sense? I know it does, but shouldn't it make sense that when the literal act of democracy is aborted by one partisan political party, that they don't allow public comment, that they don't allow democracy to take shape, that they don't allow for debate, that they don't allow an important voice in the process that happens to be, by the way, the majority voice on this and many other issues, don't you think we have a right to protest?
Absolutely, we do. And it is a national argument that we should be having. And frankly, these people that are going to criticize us, and I guarantee they're going to criticize people from other states coming to Michigan for this rally tomorrow, they're perfectly happy to have money flooding in from, you know, Wisconsin billionaires to fund the, you know, the right to work push. But suddenly they got to find a fainting couch when our union brothers and sisters come here to show some solidarity with us. So screw that. We welcome them with open arms, and we really appreciate their support.
You know, it amazed me on, I believe it was Thursday, I think it was Thursday evening, might have been Wednesday evening, I don't remember. I did an interview on one Wisconsin public radio, a show called The People's Mic, and they were just beside themselves when I was going through that list of legislation, besides right to work, besides the anti-choice bill, besides the emergency manager, which they couldn't believe that was being introduced again. And, you know, I said, and this all happened in one day.
One day. Seriously, it's unbelievable. You know, Democrats have a lot to learn in some respects from that. You know, I mean, we learned a lesson in 2010 from the Tea Party about turning out our supporters at the ballot box. But we also need to learn as Democrats what it means to have power and how to use it. And, you know, when we get power back, we need to end this hemming and hawing about how to move forward and stuff. And we need to have a plan ready to execute. So when we get power, we start pushing stuff through just as quickly as they have with this stuff, because you know, it doesn't happen otherwise. And, you know, one thing that they've done really well, and I'm going to admire them for it, is they planned ahead, they had the legislation ready, and as soon as they got power, they started executing on the dot, and they didn't stop until, they won't stop until we throw them out of office.
Absolutely. Nothing could be truer, Chris. Are you going to have a chance to travel to the Capitol tomorrow?
Yeah, I am. I'm using up my last four vacation hours today to go up to see President Obama. I'm hoping he's going to have something to say about this. I know he's already weighed in on right to work in Michigan. And then I will be going up after work. I'll be up there around 4 tomorrow. I suspect things are going to be going on until probably at least into the early evening tomorrow. So one interesting thing I found is that it's actually a lot easier to cover this stuff from a distance a little bit. I get reports back from folks. I'm getting videos sent to me and photos and reports. Anne's going to go and shoot photos starting in the morning, so she'll be there, you know, documenting it. And then, you know, just for me, it's, you know, following Twitter streams and the emails that I'm getting and the stuff that people are sending to me. It's actually easier to sometimes do it from a slight distance. And I talked to people that were in the Capitol. I said, we were in the rotunda, but we had to go to Twitter to find out what was actually going on.
Yeah, that's true. I remember that. I absolutely remember that. Well, Chris, thank you for everything that you do. Eclectablog.com is where you want to be. Tell Ann to find me tomorrow. I need a hug.
I will do that.
All right. Chris Savage, once again, let's take a quick break. We're going to be open lines, actually, the top of the hour in the first half hour of the 9 o'clock hour. So let's take a break. We'll wrap up this hour on the other side. 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Trupiano. First Shift continues right after this.
And I climb the hills of Italy. Hey, jingity-jing.
This is Chris Mihalakis, president of the Metro Detroit AFL-CIO, wishing all of the listeners of First Shift with Tony Trupiano a happy holidays and a Merry Christmas.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org. www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310wdtw.com today.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized, with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family. And UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
All the world's a stage. Mosaic Youth Theater of Detroit offers internationally acclaimed youth theater and music programs. Mosaic's compiled the love scenes and songs from the past two decades into one production. Even better, SweetJack.com nabbed half-off tickets.
Recently on First Shift.
Welcome, Tom in Detroit.
The one gentleman, the rich ultra-billionaire, that, as you called it, wasted $140 million, and it would have been better to give it to the poor. What do you think, where do you think that $140 million went? What happened to it? Did he just burn it? The money is spent on advertisement, hotels, anything to do. That money is spent. It put people to work. That money wasn't just, they didn't just burn it.
Oh, so now Sheldon Adelson's a job creator. That's what you're saying.
It just certainly is.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet. Got a question or comment? Call now. 888-552-3595. First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
And welcome back. 10 minutes before the top of the hour. Text, emails, you name it, it's going off, folks. Busy morning. We're going to go to the phones. We are going to be open lines from now to the bottom of the next hour with, of course, the obligatory breaks, which we take. 888-552-3595. Let's go to Steve and welcome him to First Shift. Steve, good morning to you.
Hey, Tony, good morning. I'm frustrated like everybody else here on the radio. Hey, the governor's got this big bridge in mind. I'm wondering if there's a way we can get our legislators to deny him any federal funds for that and see if his billionaire buddies can come up with all of it themselves. You know, one black eye deserves another. A boxer doesn't stop when he gets one black eye. You got to give one back, don't you?
Oh, there's no question. You know, listen, I'm going to Lansing tomorrow to exact a little bit of my own revenge. And if the only thing I accomplish tomorrow, Steve, is to send the loud and definitively clear message that I, my audience, and my brothers and sisters in the labor movement are not going away, then I will have accomplished what I wanted to accomplish. Steve, I am just getting up ahead of steam, dude. I haven't even begun with what I got planned.
Well, I appreciate everything you say for us and standing up for us. And I know there's a number of people I've talked to over the weekend that want to go tomorrow, but they're afraid of retribution from their employers, because if they don't show up tomorrow, they're going to know exactly what they were doing.
And I understand and appreciate that. You know, we need people to be there in spirit, too. We need people to support what's happening here at home. I listen, we need to be realistic, Steve. Not everybody can walk off the job tomorrow. I get that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it's a matter they might be able to get away, but it's what's going to happen after that legislation is signed and they'll be targeted, you know.
Very good. Steve, thanks so much for the call. I do appreciate it. I am with you, brother. By the way, I don't do it for yous. I do it for us. I'm one of you. I'm a member of organized labor with United Food and Commercial Workers, proudly. I'm a member of the middle class, proudly, and I am one of you. 888-552-3595. Cheryl in Livonia joins us now. Happy holidays to you, Cheryl. Thanks for punching in with us today.
Happy holiday to you too, Tony. My husband and I want to go to Lansing tomorrow, and he's taking off specifically to go with me. Excuse me. Although I'm not involved in the labor movement, I'm handicapped, and I'm a mother at home. I still want to go and show my support for everybody. I don't know where to go, though.
Well, what you need to do
Yes,
go to the Lansing Center. If you're to the Lansing Center anywhere between 8 and 8:30, that's exactly where you need to be. People will be mobilizing from there. You'll be able to get a ride from there. That's the best way to do it. Just meet at the Lansing Center between 8 and 8:30, and I promise they will take very good care of you, Cheryl.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
You bet. I appreciate
the
call.
That's the information we needed.
Good. Merry Christmas to you, sweetheart. Thanks so much for giving us a call this morning. It's important, yeah. Listen, there are going to be lots of people that are there to provide aid and comfort. In fact, I got notice yesterday that Progress Michigan, who will be with us tomorrow, Progress Michigan is providing a comfort station for those that may need it, and we'll make sure we get you that information. It may be on the I may have to put it on the Facebook page, but I do know that they are providing some aid and comfort, a comfort station in their offices for those of you that might be a little chilly. Let's go to the phones and welcome Doug in Dearborn to First Shift. Good morning, Doug. Thanks for punching in this morning.
Yeah, hi, Tony. Just two real quick points. One is that I understand that the Proposal 2 effort was sort of a preemptive strike, but I don't think a lot of people realize that, you know, that was in the wind, and this was an effort to head it off at the pass. So, you know, people are complaining, and people are upset, and people are saying, you know, money was wasted. And they need to understand why that was done. And the other thing is, Speaker Mr. Bolger there with his election fraud shenanigans and not facing any kind of real prosecution as yet, and no, you know, legal ramifications for doing this. This is what emboldened them to pull stuff like this right to work thing. When they think that they can get away with things, they will.
Yeah, and Doug, let's keep in mind this really started with the teachers unions when they started chipping away at the teachers unions, taking away automatic dues, taking away teacher tenure. I mean, what did they expect labor to do? Just to sit back and say, well, darn, man, why do they keep doing this to us? No, we got to fight.
You're absolutely right, Tony. And I'll see you in Lansing tomorrow. I'm working on rehab from a knee replacement, but I'll be there.
Well, I appreciate
that.
Thank
you for UAW Healthcare.
Absolutely, Doug. Thank you so much for your call. And if you need to lean on somebody, brother, I am there for you. Let's now welcome Cliff in Southfield to First Shift. Cliff, thanks for punching in with us this morning, and Merry Christmas to you. You're on the air.
Thank you very much. I'm a retired Teamster, and I think that the union should recommend to their members and all union supporters that they quit buying lottery tickets in Michigan, number one. If you have to have a lottery ticket, go to Ohio to buy it. And number two, have your employer quit taking out state income tax on your paycheck. Just pay your state income tax once a year when you file.
Well, wouldn't that mess up the government, the state government?
Yes, it would.
Well, you know, Cliff, it's interesting. Thank you for your call. It's interesting because although by not paying or not buying lottery tickets, you actually hurt kids that need that money. By not paying your state taxes, you hurt some of the services that, well, what little services we're still getting. But different ways to protest is, I think, the answer there. 888-552-3595. Jim in Garden City joins us now. Good morning, my friend. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Tony. I would like to make two amendments. One, you just spoke a few minutes ago about where liberty goes to where democracy goes to die.
Yes.
It's where democracy goes to be executed.
Sadly enough.
And the other one, pardon?
Sadly enough.
And the other one is, I never bought the vulture capitalist. Vultures wait for their prey to die. These are predator capitalists.
Actually, you make a really good point there, Jim. I'd have to agree with you. Thank you for the call. They are predatory capitalists, no question. Listen, I want to quickly get to an email before we get out of here this hour, and I'm going to have to talk fast. Russell in Royal Oak sent me an email and said that he was disappointed that I haven't been more supportive of the recall of Governor Snyder. Russell, maybe you don't recall, but no pun intended, but I actually hosted both rallies and both recalls up at the state capitol. I had repeated and prolonged discussions on this show about the recall. The second one I was not as much in favor of as the first one, but it wasn't as well organized either. Trust me, nobody has been more front and center on these recall battles than I have been. So perhaps you weren't paying attention on certain days, but my friend, I have fought the good fight with the best of them. In fact, without this show, the word wouldn't have gotten out nearly as well as it did. We need to take a quick break for the top of the hour. I'm not defending myself. I'm just saying the truth. We're going to be open lines in the entire next half hour. So if you want to get on board now, feel free to do that. We're going to get to as many calls as we possibly can. This is First Shift. We'll be back. Stay tuned and listen to NBC News.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
If you were planning on taking 23 northbound before Geddes Road this morning, you may want to seek an alternate route. An accident has both shoulders blocked currently, and it's about a 20-minute delay. Also, 75 southbound between 14 Mile and 94, a little bit of slow go over there as well. I'm Ashley, and that's your total traffic update.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to have a high of 39 with scattered showers throughout the day. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 37, and it's currently 34 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Hey, it's Tony from First Shift with Tony Trupiano, now on for four full hours.